This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Bill Clinton knows a thing or two about being reelected, so President Obama is getting the former president's help. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Today, President Clinton's the star of a new ad on behalf of President Obama and the hunt for Osama bin Laden.
He took the harder and the more honorable path.
And President Clinton bringing in the big dollars as both appeared at a fundraising dinner and reception in Virginia last night. The former president says the current president deserves to be reelected because he has clear objectives for the country and is meeting them. Dave?
Rich, Mitt Romney says the Obama resume is not a good one. His campaign firing it.
Fewer jobs, stagnant incomes, higher prices for gas and electricity.
That's Romney campaign advisor Ed Gillespie on NBC as Newt Gingrich gets ready to drop out of the Republican race this week. Now, this doesn't happen often. A blind Chinese activist escapes house arrest and seeks U.S. asylum in China. Fox News Radio's Bill Marcus, live in Shanghai.
Dave, Chen Guangcheng scaled a concrete wall and avoided cameras and guards before friends drove him 370 miles to U.S. protection. He was famous for exposing forced abortions. Now he's in the middle of a diplomatic showdown. Negotiators from the State Department and the Chinese government said to be working out a deal for him to get asylum before Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrives here this week for high-level meetings. Dave?
Bill, authorities are trying to piece together yesterday's deadly SUV crash in New York City.
I lost my whole family in there.
He's a relative of the seven people killed, a mother and her sister, their grandparents, and three children all killed. The SUV hit a median, crossed three lanes of traffic, then plunged nearly 60 feet off a highway overpass. Sentencing today in Colorado for two Florida brothers and their sister, who also face bank robbery and weapons charges in Georgia. The three were caught in Colorado after a high-speed chase and shootout. They face 20 to 32 years in prison at sentencing. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class, but it won't always be, if you know what I mean.
When you own a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, chances are they'll own it one day too. Because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
I can't wait to drive this.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through April 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
You heard the news, you heard the sports, now read and review. Whatever we said, we've put it online. This is 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Whatever your business sells, you think it's the best in town. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Voting begins June 1st for the 12th year of Best of the Brazos. Last year, over 320,000 votes were cast for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To get your business involved and listed on the Best of the Brazos ballot, call me, Sam Jones, with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595. That's Sam Jones, 695-9595.
Waldenbrook Estates, an all-inclusive retirement living community in the heart of Bryan, has any floor plan on any floor for only $9.99 a month. Call 888-830-2045 to schedule a tour of Waldenbrook Estates and ask how you can get reimbursed for moving expenses. Monthly rent includes three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping, complimentary transportation, and more. To take advantage of this $9.99 rate, you must sign a lease before April 30th. Call 888-830-2045 and remember to vote for Waldenbrook Estates in the Best of the Brazos Valley.
Hurry, hurry, step right up. David Dewhurst is performing an act of political destruction. Conservative Ted Cruz exposed Dewhurst's record of supporting a wage tax. The Wall Street Journal called a fancy disguise for an income tax. Now Dewhurst is attacking Ted Cruz. It's a classic Dewhurst distraction. Distort Cruz's record and hope we'll care more about Chinese mining tires than Dewhurst's tax and spend record. Hurry.
I'm Ted Cruz. It's time to end the political circus. We're going broke, and career politicians in both parties are the reason. No more games, no more accounting tricks. We need a strong constitutional amendment to require a balanced budget. We've got to stop the spending and reduce the debt. No more excuses. If you agree, join me, and let's restore fiscal sanity to the circus that is Washington. I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ted Cruz for Senate. Join Ted Cruz at tedcruz.org.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It is half off Suddenlink internet and home phone right now. Give them a call today at 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com to get the details. But you get Suddenlink high-speed internet for as low as $15 a month. You get Suddenlink home phone for $25 a month for the rest of your life. And you can bundle TV and phone for as low as $65 a month. There is no better time then right now for you to upgrade to Suddenlink during their Red Tag event that is going on right now. Again, call them at 1-800-915-1866 and get hooked up, or go to suddenlink.com for more information. Get half off high-speed internet and home phone service. You'll know that's the Suddenlink difference once you give them a call at 1-800-915-1866. Plus, there's, in addition to the TV and the internet, the home phone, there's home security as well. All one bill makes it so convenient for you. You know, Suddenlink On Demand has over 9,000 hours of free programming for you. Suddenlink To Go, take your favorite shows with you. So remember, that's what you get right now, and it's half price. It's the Red Tag event at Suddenlink. Call them at 1-800-915-1866 to get hooked up today.
Pulling off the perfect wedding isn't easy, but when you do, you want everyone to know. Share the amazing pictures from your big day and those special details that made your wedding unforgettable. Submit your real wedding today at BrazosValleyBride.com.
WTAW News Time, 608, 73 degrees right now at the studios. High today in the mid-80s with a slight chance of showers. We sure could use it, too. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Bryan motorcyclist is dead following a wreck early Sunday morning on the Earl Rudder Freeway. Police say 31-year-old Michael Daniel was traveling at a high rate of speed when he struck the rear of a semi-trailer near the Briarcrest exit. Daniel was wearing a helmet. The driver of the semi was not hurt. The northbound lanes of the freeway were closed about 5 hours during the police investigation. Bryan's interim city manager is out of the hospital. Keene Register was injured in a motocross crash Sunday before last. A city news release states he'll be back at work today on a limited basis. Register sustained 3 fractured vertebrae in his lower back, but that injury is not expected to pose danger to his spinal cord. He also hurt his ribs, a leg, and a knee. Register and his doctors expect a full recovery. Book a flight on United in or out of Easterwood Airport starting in mid-August, and you'll notice some changes. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details. I promise he does, if you'll hang on just a second. Let's try this again.
United's website shows ExpressJet serving Easterwood instead of Colgan Air, and instead of turboprops, you'll be in a jet. Airport manager John Happ says he's still awaiting confirmation from United.
Because United and Continental, which is now United, is trying to fill in for where the airline that went bankrupt, which was Colgan, or actually is owned by Pinnacle, and they're trying to fill in and keep our service here, which is the very positive thing. Right now, that schedule might not be as pure, even though they have to publish a schedule, and it would be great if they put jets on, and we're hoping that they do.
Happ says the important thing is to continue booking flights in and out of the local airport as a way of showing United and American the local interest, which could lead to expanded service. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
After a five-year absence, outdoor consumption of alcohol is returning to the Northgate District. That's part of ordinance changes approved by College Station City Council. Northgate Executive Director Chris Scotty says businesses along University, College Main, and the Promenade will be allowed to have outdoor space to serve food and alcohol.
The idea is that the ordinance will be ready to go when the sidewalk construction is complete. And the goal for that is end of the summer, definitely before football season starts. We're expecting some record crowds this fall, as is the rest of the community, and we're excited to have this ready to go.
When completed, Northgate should have will have an expanded sidewalk along University Drive, and College Main will be closed to vehicular traffic between University and Patricia Street. Texas lawmakers will look at the success and the cost of alternative education.
Lawmakers begin hearings today on discipline problems in public schools. Alternative education schools are usually reserved for kids who are disciplined problems. The House Public Education Committee will hear testimony today on how schools enforce discipline and what's happening to younger children and special education students. Alternative schools can be expensive. In Dallas, for instance, it was found that an alternative education costs $57,000 per student per year, and some students are on a waiting list. Jim Reed, TSN News.
And news that the state of Texas and Amazon.com have reached a truce on sales tax collections is good news, according to one elected official. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says the settlement over $269 million in uncollected sales taxes should mean good things for Texas.
Amazon is going to spend $200 million in the state of Texas, and the comptroller is going to basically forget the lawsuit, and Amazon is also going to create 250,000 jobs in Texas over the next 4 years. So that's a positive, and they will start collecting those sales tax beginning the 1st of July.
It's actually 2,500 jobs Amazon has agreed to create, but Rainey, who also owns Texas Aggieland Bookstore, has long advocated sales tax collections for online purchases, saying it levels the playing field between online retailers and traditional or so-called brick-and-mortar stores. The feud between Texas and Amazon.com centered on an Amazon warehouse in Irving, the state said qualified for taxation. Amazon refused to collect taxes, leading the state to file the tax lien. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 73 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Finally, someone combined the best of a lawnmower with the versatility of a John Deere tractor. Stop into Sioux Falls Prater today and check out the 1 Series subcompact utility tractor. The John Deere 1 Series is easy to operate in all kinds of conditions, and with dozens of attachments available, no job is too big for this little tractor to handle. Hurry to Sioux Falls Prater today and get 0% financing for 60 months. Visit cptractor.com to find the location nearest you. And don't forget to vote for Sioux Falls Prater as the best tractor dealership in the best of the Brazos Valley.
Offer in 7/31/2012. Finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See your dealer for complete details.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
I'm Julie, and I found my strength at Aggie Land Fitness Dome. Group power is my favorite hour. The group environment, the music, and the awesome instructors make class so fun. I need group power, and I need Aggieland Fitness Dome.
At Aggieland Fitness Dome, you inspire change and we inspire results. Raise your bar with group power. Try your first class for free. We're located on Highway 6. Just take the Barron Road exit, and we're the big round building. Or give us a call, 690-DOME. That's 690-3663. You can even check us out online at AggielandFitness.com.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Good morning, it's 6:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Satellite photos this morning showing a good portion of the state under cloudiness, and we're one of those areas, though some breaks of sun are possible. Clouds are thicker up across the northern part of the state than they are in our vicinity. So some breaks of sun possible today. Watch for an isolated shower or thunderstorm, breezy 85. Clouds may be a shower or thunderstorm tonight, breezy 70. Sun and clouds tomorrow, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, breezy 85. More of the same Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Good morning, I'm Steve Miller. Coming up in sports, we'll talk about the busy weekend of Big 12 championships involving Texas A&M, plus the update from the final spring practice, spring football game was this past weekend. So all of that and more coming up in sports.
So there you are. Good morning, Steve. Glad to have you along this morning. Because Steve's here, things are a little different. Why don't we start with a joke this morning?
Okay. Oh, did you save up all weekend?
No. I had this one from last week.
Ooh, a carryover.
And just didn't have
time.
That's
what all the big shows do.
Yeah, but I did. I put it in a Ziploc baggie, and it's still fresh and fun. So here we go.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
That's true. All right, so two drunks are walking along. Well,
wait, really?
Two drunks are moving along.
Stumbling.
Yeah. One drunk says to the other, "What a beautiful night. Look at the moon." Well, the other...
That was terrible.
Scott doing his 6:16 a.m. drunk impersonation.
Exactly. All right, never mind. Okay, so anyway, so the other drunk looks at him and says, "You're wrong, that's not the moon, that's the sun." Well, they start arguing, as drunks will do from time to time. Mm. Yeah. See local stories. Both started arguing for a while, and then a third drunk comes walking by, and they stopped him. They said, "Sir, would you please help us settle this argument? Tell us, what is that thing in the sky that is shining? Is it the moon or is it the sun?" Third guy looks up and then looks down. And he says, "I don't know. I don't live around here."
Really?
Sure.
That was my 6:16 laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Info.
Well, already mechanically we've been off to a great start.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just continue from there. We promise it will get better. Took a train, a plane, a bus. Or not. You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning
meeting. We're going to have a great time today. Economics 101 brought to you by RV Station in Bryan. It's been said that small town RV dealers have lower overhead than those big city boys. Is it true? Yep. Real estate in Bryan costs much less than Houston or Waco. Low overhead means huge savings to you. It's also been said that small town RV dealers don't have the selection the big city guys do. Is that true? Nope. Go to RV Station online and choose from over 250 campers. Montana, Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. Get a new 2013 Jayco 198RD. Are you ready for this? $120 a month or $12,995 if you'd like to pay cash. Get to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com. Stock number 4214, 144 months at 599 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
6:18, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Today is National Honesty Day. Don't know why we have.
That's
to
why I didn't laugh
one.
At your joke.
Yeah. Thank you.
I celebrated by not laughing at your joke because it would have been dishonest.
Yeah. It's also Bob Wills Day. Turkey, Texas.
Yeah.
Why is that significant? Pardon me.
You know who Bob Wills is?
No.
Bob Wills is pretty much, he's the king of Texas swing.
Yeah,
he's,
he really is.
If you like George Strait, and Asleep at the Wheel especially, he was a huge influence on them.
Yeah. Oh. He used horns. You know, and he had a band.
Well, the Texas Playboys, right?
Right. Yep.
A different style of music for his time, very lively.
You're too young to know the song "Bob Wills Is Still the King."
No, I know that one.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Steve. You're not a country music fan.
I'm younger than Steve.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty good music. He's a pretty revolutionary fellow in music. Anyway, and also tonight is Walpurgis. It's Walpurgis night.
I mean, an explanation there, too.
Yeah, I'm a little lost.
Sorry,
on that one.
Yeah. It's celebrated on the eve of May Day, in which it is the feast of St. Walpurgis.
Oh.
According to the
here I am without my medallion.
Yeah, the German legend, witches gather on this night and celebrate their Sabbath on the highest peak of the Harz Mountains. By the way, that's not the pet food manufacturer.
And I already had plans.
Well, you know, you could... You could go ahead and decline, but you know how those witches can be. They get testy from time to time. All right, that's all.
They can turn you into a newt.
They could.
Do we have birthdays?
Yeah.
Actress Cloris Leachman is just 86 today.
Yeah. In one of my favorite movies, though, Last Picture Show.
Singer Willie Nelson is 79.
Well, collecting bets?
Uh-huh. Oh, for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Talk show host, well, I'm not sure the last one he hosted, but Gary Collins is 74.
Well, he was the host of the ABC Home Show. Don't we all know that?
The what?
Yeah, I know.
He's married. It's been a long time since PM Magazine.
Yeah, he's married to Marion Mobley, you know.
Well, and didn't he get arrested?
Oh, that's right.
Mississippi?
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Somewhere.
Apparently being overserved and then deciding to drive.
Some sort of unpleasantness.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Singer Bobby V is 69.
Mm-hmm.
Singer Meryl Osmond is 59.
Swing it again.
Yeah.
Actor Johnny Galecki from Big Bang Theory and also Roseanne and also Christmas Vacation is 37.
Yep.
Actress Kirsten Dunst is 30.
Mm.
That's what I have to offer.
Oh, well, we have, okay.
There are others, musically inclined.
Michael Waltrip, race car driver.
I didn't see that one.
He makes left turns.
Yeah, 49, yeah. Isaiah Thomas, he could play but couldn't coach, 51. And also Adrian Pasdar, who, you know, married one of those Dixie chicks, I think, as a matter of fact.
I'll take your word for that.
Yeah, it's true. And Burt Young, remember him from Rocky and did other
characters? Oh, yeah.
Yo, Pauly, be 72 today. And that's it. Yeah, then you're right. One of the guys from the Toadies has a birthday, but we don't do that. Right. Okay, that's it, 621.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now the Democratic Party has moved so far to the left, they're furious at anybody for, quote, being viewed as disloyal to the liberal agenda. And I think this is pretty interesting when the New York Times says that the Democrats that are sent to Congress will be more, not less, liberal. And beyond that, with the defeat of Altmaier and Holden, a Blue Dog coalition of conservative Democrats that peaked at 54 is now down to 23. In other words, the Obama presidency has been lethal to anybody that views themselves in the Democratic Party as reasonable, commonsensical, somewhat independent, and a traditional Blue Dog Democrat. And in other words, Democrats have become less tolerant of any moderates in their midst. And if you don't believe me, go ask Senator Joe Lieberman.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number.
Who wouldn't want more? Who wouldn't want bigger? Act right now at Normandy Tractor and you'll get it all. Better prices, more horsepower, larger cash rebates, lower interest rate, lower monthly payments, including zero down payment and zero interest for 5 years on any new Kubota tractor. Normandy Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive, 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, a Kubota front end loader, 5 foot pasture shredder, and a 5 foot box blade for only $15,749 or payments as low as $213 per month. Or how about an L3800 DT 38 horsepower Kubota tractor with 5 foot shredder, 5 foot box blade for just $17,149 or $231 per month. All Kubota models come with a full 3 year factory warranty, and Normandy Tractor pays top dollar if you have a trade-in. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
A new electronic reading partnership. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. You'll be hearing more about digital books from a new Barnes & Noble subsidiary. The bookseller has entered a partnership with Microsoft to get more consumers to make the transition to digital reading. The new firm, which has not yet been named, will combine the digital and college businesses of Barnes & Noble. You could soon have another video entertainment option. There's a report Apple is in talks to stream movies from the studios that own the cable network Epix. Reuters says if a deal is done, movies could be viewed through the Apple set-top box and other devices. Manufacturers of so-called safe rooms say they can barely keep up with demand from Tornado Alley. Many companies and families in the South and Midwest are installing the small shelters after last year's deadly twisters. Some states are offering financial incentives for residents to build rooms where they could ride out a storm. Stocks advanced on Friday. Futures are a little bit lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
My daughter swims like she's part fish, but when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There are lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Brazos Valley weather forecast at 626. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Somewhere, somehow, I thought we were supposed to get some rain, but, you know, that hadn't happened yet. Got a 30% chance of some showers, and it says severe storms. If they happen, it'll be after 1 o'clock today. Highs, in the meantime, be in the mid-80s, and low temperatures right around 70, and we'll continue to do mid to upper 80s, apparently, all week long, with those lows around 70, and a slight chance of showers here early in the week. Right now, humidity is 84%. Winds are from the southeast at 9. We got mostly cloudy skies out there, and it is 75.
How long do you have to exercise before you start to get the benefits? Actually, it starts happening in minutes. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Quietus contains homeopathic ingredients traditionally used to provide relief.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing, that hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly. Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus.
I couldn't believe it. No more ringing in the ears. No more hissing sound. Quiet relief so I can work.
No more ringing. No more loud fans.
And I sleep like a baby.
If you're suffering from tinnitus, I urge you to try Quietus.
After trying Quietus, the ringing stopped and I felt like I got my life back.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-713-2966. That's 1-800-713-2966. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-713-2966. That's 1-800-713-2966.
To get the benefits of exercise requires some, but not a lot of effort.
In fact, the best science shows that you get the most benefits in about the first 20 minutes of moving. You will have less risk of heart disease, less risk of diabetes. Your brain will be healthier. You will live longer.
Gretchen Reynolds, fitness columnist for the New York Times and author of the book, The First 20 Minutes.
Any movement is better than no movement. And so if you can get up and walk around the block and that's all you can do, then do that. If you can do 30 minutes a day of moderate exercise, that appears to be a real sweet spot.
People often begin exercising with the expectation of losing weight. However,
exercise will increase the number of calories that you burn. It will not increase them a huge amount unless you're running marathons.
So don't expect to lose a lot of weight unless you reduce the number of calories you eat. And exercise will not necessarily give you a beautifully sculpted body either.
Particularly if you didn't choose the right parents, because a lot of anyone's response to exercise, as well as to diet, is genetic. And so people have to know going in that their response to an exercise program is going to be completely unique.
Tomorrow, some exercise myths you probably still believe. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
My dad's Mercedes E-Class has 26,000 miles on it, but I'm taking it to a billion zillion.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
Thanks in advance, Dad.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through April 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 73 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today in the mid-80s. Got a weather pattern here that's pretty much no real chance of rain. We have a slight chance today. Lots of clouds, but no significant chances of shower activity. And the weather pattern otherwise is mid-80s for highs, lower 70s for lows. It's almost starting to feel a little bit like summer. It seems a little early for that. We'll take a complete look at your forecast coming up after this news update, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Flying United Airlines in and out of Easterwood Airport could become more comfortable. WTAW's Bill Oliver tells us why.
United's online reservation system shows jet service instead of turboprops to and from Houston starting in mid-August. Airport manager John Happ says it's not a done deal, at least not yet.
The phase out for Kogan will be all the way through the month of June, I understand. So basically they're scrambling right now to find a replacement for Kogan, but at the same time they have to print a schedule far enough out for people to make reservations. And I think that we'll hear something here pretty soon. And maybe they've already made that decision. They just haven't informed us.
United's been looking for a regional carrier to replace Colgan Air, whose parent company has filed for bankruptcy. United's website says the local jet service will be provided by ExpressJet. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A week after receiving multiple injuries in a motocross crash, Bryan's interim city manager plans to return to work today. A city news release says Keene Register will be back on the job on a limited basis and expects to make a full recovery. Register fractured 3 vertebrae in his lower back, but that injury is posing no threat to his spinal cord. He also hurt a leg, a knee, and his ribs. An early Sunday morning crash on the Earl Rudder Freeway claimed the life of a motorcyclist. Bryan police say the northbound lanes near the Briarcrest exit, the cycle struck the rear of a semi-trailer at a high rate of speed. 31-year-old Michael Daniel O'Brien died at the scene. He was wearing a helmet. The trucker wasn't hurt. The police investigation closed the freeway for about 5 hours. Outdoor dining and drinking is coming to the Northgate District, or coming back, we should say. The College Station City Council approved ordinance changes negotiated with business owners. Northgate Executive Director Chris Scotty says building owners can apply to use expanded sidewalks being built along University Drive and College Main from Patricia Street to University.
The idea was that, hey, we're losing some traffic and some parking, but here's a way to mitigate that by allowing businesses a little bit of flexibility to operate out into some of these newly expanded sidewalk areas.
Scotty says sidewalk construction is expected to be finished before the first Texas A&M home football game on September 8th. An almost $270 million Texas sales tax lien on Amazon.com is history, and one local elected official says that means good things for the state. State Representative John Rainey is also the owner of Texas Aggieland Bookstore. It's in that capacity he has long advocated in favor of taxing Internet purchases. That's closer to happening in Texas after the state and Amazon.com reached an agreement on the tax lien. And if Texas begins taxing those online purchases, Rainey says the money will go a long way.
We're talking about $800 million in sales tax revenue that will probably be generated at least. It's going to be a growing amount of money. So from a state government standpoint, it'll help the shortfall. And it's not a tax increase, as a lot of people would like to say, because the tax was already due as a use tax.
Again, that's State Representative John Rainey. Texas filed the lien on Amazon.com because of an Irving warehouse it said qualified for taxation. Amazon disagreed and refused to collect the taxes, but under the agreement, Texas will forgive the tax debt. Amazon, for its part, agrees to invest $200 million in the state and create 2,500 Texas jobs over the next 4 years. At least three bills are currently in Congress focusing on clearer federal policies regarding internet sales tax collections. The junior senator from Texas is defending his vote against domestic violence legislation.
Senator John Cornyn was one of 31 votes against the Violence Against Women Act, which increases penalties for domestic abuse and raises funding for programs that combat sexual assaults and domestic violence. Cornyn had proposed an amendment to the bill that would have increased funding for testing a huge backlog of untested rape kits.
One estimate is that there's as many as 400,000 untested rape kits currently sitting in labs and in police station shelves across the nation.
The amendment failed and Cornyn voted against the bill. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison voted for it. The bill easily passed. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
And gas prices continue to ease. AAA says prices fell by a nickel this week, with the average price for a gallon of regular at $3.82 nationwide. The Auto Club says prices are 8 cents lower than a month ago and 5 cents lower than this time last year, when the average price topped out at $3.99 a gallon. Crude oil remained relatively stable last week, trading within its recent comfort zone of $101 to $105 a barrel. That's helped move gas prices lower. WTAW News Time is 6:36, 73 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
At Batteries Plus, we make sure to keep a huge selection of lawn and garden batteries in stock and ready to go. We carry batteries for nearly every brand of riding lawnmower, cordless trimmer, weed whacker, leaf blower, and more. So come into Batteries Plus today and make sure you have the power you need to cut, trim, garden, and weed. Batteries Plus. Find the battery you need to replace at the Replace It place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman now through May 31st and receive $5 off select lawn and garden batteries after rebate. Batteries Plus. Any battery, any bulb, for anything.
I'm David Hilburn, Aggie Class of 97, and I'm asking for your vote for district attorney. The DA's office prosecutes the most dangerous criminals on our streets. All of us want to put bad guys away, so what do you look for in a candidate? Experience. I've served 5 years as a prosecutor in Harris County, 4 years as a prosecutor here in Brazos County, and now 2.5 years as a defense attorney. With this experience, I can incorporate ideas from outside the office to improve what's been built.
Tough, fair, experienced. Vote David Hilburn for district attorney. Political ad paid for by David Hilburn for Brazos County DA.
Our granite countertops aren't free, and our flooring installation isn't free.
But for the past 7 years, you have voted Brazos Valley Carpet Alley the best in the Brazos Valley, because we have the biggest selection at the best prices.
We're looking forward to the completion of Central Texas' largest design center featuring Kentmore cabinets.
Brazos Valley Carpet Alley, Nagaland Lighting and Design Center, where you'll find the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. Give Charles Culver a call at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Mixture of clouds and sun, breezy and warm today with temperatures around 85 degrees. We could see an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Clouds tonight, there's the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, remaining breezy and warm, lows overnight near 70. Occasional sun tomorrow, breezy 85, there could be a shower or storm. Partly cloudy, breezy into tomorrow night near 70. Sun and clouds on Wednesday. Highs will be up around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Steve Miller. Coming up in sports, we'll talk about the Aggie men's golf team's first ever Big 12 championship in their last ever Big 12 championship tournament. Plus, we'll review the baseball and softball series against Texas that Texas A&M was in this weekend. That and more coming up in sports.
Now, where was the golf tournament held?
Whispering Pines.
There you go.
Trinity.
Did they dogpile, you know?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they politely congratulated each other.
Yeah. You probably don't get many dogpiles in golf, but I just wondered. Didn't know, for sure. So,
course marshals tend to frown on that, I think.
Well, probably, because, you know, you're... Even if you're wearing soft cleats, it's liable to dig up some turf
yep.
and, you know, make a problem for you.
Anyway, you could dogpile in the nearest bunker.
And you get sand everywhere. Yeah, you get that,
that can be.
Get that in your britches and you know,
next thing you know. All right. So kind of the big story, at least Texas wise, out on Friday, that apparently the state of Texas and Amazon have found a way to somehow get along, and in other words, they're going to start paying taxes to us if we'll forget that lawsuit. What I thought was interesting is, the deal was not announced by the governor. The deal was announced by Susan Combs, who I guess negotiated it. And, between you take that and you combine it with her little traveling show that she was doing through the state and stopped in here earlier in the month.
I mean, somebody politicking?
Well, yeah, it was pretty interesting. Yeah, I'd say that she would like to have that light governor's job if there happens to be an opening there.
Well, there's going to be an opening.
Well, yeah. No, there's not. If he doesn't win the nomination, he's still the lieutenant governor.
True. Because he'd have 2 years left.
Yeah. Right. And if you'll notice, Todd Staples, we've been hearing him express his opinion on all sorts of things here in the last year or so. So he's kind of trying to line up in that slot right there. And lo and behold, there's our sitting Attorney General, Greg Abbott, saying, I don't know that I don't want to end up in the governor's mansion. And that, I'm sure that Mr. Perry might have something to say about that. But it's just the whole idea of folks lining up. And these people are endorsing some state rep races and some state senate races, trying to build some allegiances. It's just that there are people, there are kids who are 10 years old, and Rick Perry's the only governor they've ever known.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Not that you'd ask them and they'd know, but,
really.
Kind of a changing of the guard deal might be kind of interesting to see, but.
That's a very regal term. I was thinking fruit basket turnover.
Well, okay, we could do that, too.
But what I had in mind.
But I did. I mean, I thought that it was.
You know, when I was growing up, it was Bill Clements was the longtime governor. It's the only one you knew.
Sure. Yeah, I guess so.
That's because he came and, he was here, and then he left, and he came back. And,
yeah, but then he got caught up in the SMU.
And he ruined SMU.
Yeah,
and,
he's all over the place. But it does. It's and again, I think it's no small deal that Susan Combs was the one who was able to champion the Amazon deal, because obviously it's going to be a windfall in taxes for the state of Texas. And you can bet that if she decides to run for higher office, when she decides to run for higher office, she will remind us regularly that she's the one who did that.
Yeah, controller's not a job where somebody tends to stay for their entire political career.
Nope. Usually they're on their way. Remember Grandma? Wasn't Grandma there?
Uh-huh.
Grandma was there, wasn't she?
You betcha.
Sometimes you don't make it up to the top, but Ann Richards also.
I am Grandma.
I know you are. We don't know what you're doing now, other than maybe playing Grandma. But we know you. You are Grandma, without a doubt. So. Kind of an interesting story comes out over the weekend about the Obama administration starting to post the backgrounds of some of the people who are giving large amounts of money to Mitt Romney.
Oh, now, really?
Yeah. I mean, now, I'm just saying that's a little bit uncomfy. Lady named Kimberly Strassel wrote the article in the Wall Street Journal. It's called Behind the Curtain, A Brief History of Romney's Donors. She wrote the story about what the Obama administration's doing. And, I mean, basically, these are private citizens. They don't hold any elective office. They haven't done anything criminal. But if you read the way they talk about it, they're going, Joe Smith, he gave X number of dollars while he champions the cause of ruining American jobs, which means, he's in some capital investment situation that has taken their business offshore to some other country. So he's destroying American jobs, and he's supporting Mitt Romney. Now, if you're just kind of a private citizen who's well-heeled, and you realize that the administration if they call the Justice Department, the Justice Department picks up the phone. If they call the IRS, the IRS picks up the phone. If they call the FBI, the FBI picks up the phone. Do you want to be on some sort of a list, So I think it's really some pretty strong arm tactics. I mean, that's intimidation.
Are they that threatened? I guess they are.
Well, I suppose.
Look at the poll numbers.
Of course, then there's John Corzine over on the other side. Remember him? He's the one who couldn't remember where he put that $1 billion of the investors' cash. Remember that?
Right.
I don't know. It's around here somewhere. You know,
which company was that?
Yeah. Well, it was a holding company. He did a kind of a Bernie Madoff Jr. thing. And well, nobody's up to Bernie, okay? But
it's just a holding place.
Yeah. So anyway, he, you know, of course, he's a supporter of the president, so there's a lot of that goes around. Now, speaking of presidents and former presidents, have you heard Bill Clinton's commercial?
Mm-mm.
I mean, well, of course, this past weekend, was the anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden. Now, obviously, they have already used that mantra, bin Laden is dead and General Motors is alive, and talked about how, you know, things are better in America now because of them. But what they did is they produced a commercial that's basically called One Chance, and the narration is by Bill Clinton.
Oh, so he came out of Columbia long enough to do that.
He did. And basically he's saying, you know, when the hard choice had to be made, the president made that. But the ad then asks, which path would Romney have taken? So they're not just saying, I got bin Laden. Basically, the ad is saying, and Mitt Romney wouldn't have. He would not have done what was necessary to kill bin Laden, which is, you know, again, kind of slimy. But
kind of?
Yeah.
So, there's no way to know for sure what Romney would have done.
Well, what they're saying is they took quotes from a speech that he made about continuing to spend millions and millions of dollars just to kill one man is not a smart thing to do. So by doing that, they extrapolate from that statement that he would not have continued the search for bin Laden. Of course, you know, what's really nice is you get to capitalize on the situation where you are making the decision. You are the only one who can make that decision. So not only do you make that decision, you say the other guy wouldn't have done that. It's like saying, okay, I'm going to choose the national Christmas tree, but, you know, if he did it, it would be a fake Christmas tree. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It just, it's again, we're getting to a whole new level of just nasties. And let's see, aside from that, oh, and if
we're going to go that negative on April 30th, it's going to be a long time till November.
Yes, it is. You might want to change this in your appointments calendar. Apparently, Newt Gingrich is going to end his campaign now on Wednesday and not Tuesday.
Oh.
There's been so many scratches.
Well, he got a better offer. Now, how do you feel if you were the place where he was going to end his campaign on Tuesday?
Right.
We're going to need a deposit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cash.
Yeah. And then they went, oh, never mind. We're going to go over here to the Waffle House down
the road. I was going to say, it could be the other way around that you know, the Holiday Inn in Spartanburg, South Carolina was already taken.
Could be.
So, you know, they had to wait another day.
My thought was that they have a special on a rasher of bacon at the Waffle House down the street, and that's why he's going there.
Some folks root for the home team. Some folks root for a winner. Isn't it great when the home team is a winner? Like the Aggies and Prosperity Bank. Prosperity is Texas-based and Texas strong. Prosperity bankers are real bankers that appreciate good business values and a winning spirit. They work hard to help businesses like mine grow. The Aggies and Prosperity Bank, a winning combination for Texans. Prosperity Bank, real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankTX.com, member FDIC.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 5th, it's controlling flies on your livestock. Using the best methods and the right products can make you more successful. Learn all about them this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's time to get your houseplants outdoors for a summer vacation. You might just be amazed at how much better they can look for your efforts. Rehab for houseplants, the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. Bayer Advanced Natria products are the alternative solution, effectively to protect your home, lawn, and garden using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients. It was formulated by Bayer Advanced scientists and packaged for easy application, providing the protection and the results you want. Included in the Natria product line are multi-insect control, kills insects at any stage of their development, grass and weed killer for patio, driveway, sidewalks, and flower beds, disease control to prevent black spot, rust, and powdery mildew, home insect control for ants, roaches, spiders, and other insects. Natria from Bayer Advanced, insect, weed, and disease control that fits your life. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden centers. Bayer. B-A-Y-E-R, Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. Bayer Advanced Natria, N-A-T-R-I-A. BayerAdvanced.com. It's Bayer Advanced Natria for all your needs. There's one huge disclaimer in moving plants from indoor locations out into the garden. It all has to do with lighting. Those tender little babies have grown accustomed to dark indoor conditions, and it only takes a few minutes exposure to the sun's rays to burn their leaves to a crisp. That same lighting that can be their best allies as they try to regrow great new foliage can also be their most serious enemy if they're not prepared for it. Remember that the darkest, shadiest part of your garden probably gets more light than the brightest window inside your house. So position your plants accordingly. Truth is, you should never put houseplants into full sunlight. Even if they were able to tolerate it, the shock of taking them back indoors into those same dark corners this fall would be too great. They would shed most of their leaves within a couple of weeks of the return, and all your corrective work would have been wasted. If your houseplants have gotten leggy and lanky over their stay indoors, reshape them now in anticipation for that vigorous summer growth. Prune them back into attractive shapes. If the growth you're removing can be rooted to make additional plants, so much the better. For most large plants, such as rubber plants and other ficuses, schifleras, diefenbachias, crotons, aurelias, and others, air layering is actually a better option than rooting cuttings. Air layering involves wrapping moist sphagnum moss around a sliced wound in the stem of the mother plant and then encasing the moss in a sheet of plastic film to hold moisture until the wounded area develops roots. At that point, the layer can be cut loose from the mother plant and potted on its own. Select only vigorous branches for air layering and position the layers 8 to 12 inches back from the growing tips. Illustrated references can show you more details. You can see a lot online. It's usually best to repot plants into the next larger pot size. Now, that probably means you want to step up the pot diameter by a couple of inches. Be sure your new container has a drainage hole and use only the best lightweight potting soil. Ideally, it will have no topsoil, consisting instead of at least half brown sphagnum peat moss, finely ground pine bark mulch, perlite, and perhaps 10% sand or expanded shale. Fertilize your plants regularly while they're outdoors. This is one of your best chances to get them to grow vigorously, and it won't happen unless they're well nourished. Use a water-soluble fertilizer for the best results, ideally one with trace elements included, since your potting soil will be basically devoid of all that nutrition. Now, many growers prefer a complete and balanced analysis. A lot of them, however, go with a higher nitrogen analysis. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk Texas, spring pruning is important. Until then, happy gardening.
Have a computer problem? We have a solution. Total Tech Solutions provides computer repair at flat rate pricing, so there are no surprises. Steve and his techs can take care of virus removal, data recovery, laptop repair, and more. Or let Total Tech build a computer custom designed for you. Custom builds include a one-year warranty with a local service team. Total Tech Solutions. No geeks, no doctors, no nerds. Just darn good technicians. Call 703-7959 or visit TotalTechUS.com. TotalTechUS.com.
It is 6:53. Good morning. And for Tom Turbeville, I'm Steve Miller with sports. The Aggie-Benz golf team brought home its first conference championship since 1987 on Sunday when true freshman Ty Dunlap drained a two-foot putt for par on the 18th hole of the Big 12 championship at Whispering Pines in Trinity. The Aggies finished the weekend at 13 over, three shots ahead of number one ranked Texas. The conference crown was the 11th in team history and the program's first since capturing the 87 Southwest Conference title in Houston. Here's Coach J.T. Higgins.
It feels so good. You know, I'm just so proud of the guys. They came through in the clutch. They're just, you know, we've got five clutch guys playing, and six if you count Cam, because he was there in spirit with us today. So,
the title marked the A&M Athletic Department's fifth Big 12 crown of the year, and with 37 conference titles since the start of the 06-07 season, no Big 12 school has won more league hardware than the Aggies over the last 6 years. Meanwhile, the Aggie women battled inclement weather at the Big 12 Women's Golf Championships in Lawrence, Kansas on Sunday and finished sixth. A&M junior Mary Michael Maggio won first place individual honors by one stroke with a plus-9 mark of 219. It was her first tournament win this season. The ninth-ranked A&M baseball team won two of three games over number 20-ranked Texas. A&M grabbed game one at Bluebell Park Friday night 6-5 when Michael Walker threw eight shutout innings. On Saturday in Austin, the Aggies aided pitcher Ross Stripling with 14 hits while he threw eight innings in a 12-4 win. Sunday, A&M's Rafael Pineda threw 7 2/3 shutout innings as the Aggies held a 1-0 lead to the ninth, but Texas scored two runs in the final at-bat to win 2-1. The Aggies moved to 11-7 in third place in the league, just behind Texas. A&M coach Rob Childress was impressed with the pitching.
It looked like a Friday night. I mean, the way the pitching went for them, for us, I mean, a 1-0 game going into the ninth inning. I mean, it was a well-pitched, well-played game, and we had a couple opportunities to get a big hit. We didn't, and Texas came and took it from us there in the ninth inning with our best on the mound.
The Aggies will play at Sam Houston on Tuesday before Texas Tech comes to Bluebell Park for a weekend series. The 16th-ranked A&M softball team dropped two of three games in the series with number 7 Texas. On Saturday, the Aggies led 6-1 before Texas scored four runs in the fifth and two in the seventh to win 7-6. Then on Sunday, Texas jumped out to a 4-1 lead before the Aggies scored a pair of runs in the top of the seventh, falling short 4-3. The Aggies fall to 13-8 in the Big 12 and will host Kansas this weekend. Big 12 men's and women's tennis championships were played at the Mitchell Tennis Center over the weekend. 19th-ranked and third-seeded A&M women reached the finals for the first time since 2004. The Aggies fell to 13th-ranked and fourth-seeded Texas 4-2 in the final Sunday. A&M reached the finals after a marathon semifinal match with second-seeded Baylor on Saturday. Meanwhile, the Aggie men opened the Big 12 championships with a 4-2 win over number 18 Texas on Friday. Then A&M battled eventual champion and top-seeded Oklahoma in the semifinals to fall by the score of 4-1. Last Thursday, A&M quarterback Ryan Tannehill was drafted in the first round by Miami. Well, three of his Aggie teammates heard their name called on the final day of the NFL draft on Sunday. All-American and Groza Award-winning place kicker Randy Bullock was selected by the Houston Texans in the fifth round. Running back Cyrus Gray was drafted in the sixth round by Kansas City, and quarterback Terrence Frederick was drafted in the seventh by Pittsburgh. Tony Parker scored 28 points yesterday as the Spurs beat the Jazz 106-91 in Game 1 of their first-round playoff series. Tim Duncan had 17 points, 11 boards for the Spurs. They won their first playoff opener in 4 years. Game 2 is Wednesday night in San Antonio. The Astros lost at Cincinnati, and the Rangers lost against Tampa Bay. That's sports. For Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. I'm Steve Miller on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is a radio commercial about greed, a lawyer, and an American manufacturer done wrong. The trial lawyer is Ted Cruz. You know Cruz as a politician on TV. But Ted Cruz's TV ads don't tell you about Cruz's work as a trial lawyer, helping a Chinese company get away with stealing blueprints. The Chinese company stole an invention from an American company and then counterfeited its product. The Chinese were found liable in court, a $26 million judgment. But Ted Cruz is using an underhanded legal strategy to stall in court. Meanwhile, the Chinese keep counterfeiting, and Ted Cruz keeps getting paid. Ted Cruz put his personal profit first. American workers pay the price. Now, Ted Cruz wants to go to Washington. He'd fit right in.
Get the facts at realtedcruz.com.
I'm David Dewhurst, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dewhurst for Texas.
Waldenbrook Estates, an all-inclusive retirement living community in the heart of Bryan, has any floor plan on any floor for only $9.99 a month. Call 888-830-2045 to schedule a tour of Waldenbrook Estates and ask how you can get reimbursed for moving expenses. Monthly rent includes 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping, complimentary transportation, and more. To take advantage of this $9.99 rate, you must sign the lease before April 30th. Call 888-830-2045 and remember to vote for Waldenbrook Estates in the best of the Brazos Valley.
Have you ever wanted to be on the cover of a magazine? Brazos Valley Bride is holding an open online casting call for our online and print publications. Guys and girls age 18 and older are invited to submit their information online at brazosvalleybride.com.
You know what I don't get? Batteries. Why can't everything run on double A's? My watch battery's dead. It's time to change the battery in my security alarm, and I need a new battery for my jet ski this weekend.
Just go to Interstate All Battery Center.
Interstate? I don't need a car battery.
They're more than just car batteries. It's right in the name. All batteries.
5-2-way. If we get some rain, it'll be here in the afternoon after 1 o'clock today. There is a 30% chance of some showers, and we do need them. Winds will still be up a little bit, though, about 10 to 15 miles an hour. 72 for a low tonight with a 20% chance of rain. And tomorrow, a 20% chance of rain. We'll be in the mid-80s all week. 75 now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's a year ago this week when U.S. commandos finally found Osama bin Laden and killed him.
Tonight, I can report to...
And that raid is now part of President Obama's campaign. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Part of quite the ad offensive, Dave.
There was the victory no one saw coming.
It was a campaign video for President Obama marking the Osama bin Laden killing a year ago. Another Obama ad reminds us that in 2007, Mitt Romney said it's not worth spending billions to find the al-Qaeda leader. On NBC yesterday, Romney advisor Ed Gillespie said that is unfair.
I can't envision having served in the White House. Any president having been told, we have him, he's here, should we go in saying, no, we shouldn't.
Also on the campaign trail, President Obama getting help from former President Clinton. The two appeared at fundraisers last night outside D.C., Dave.
Rich, Mitt Romney's path to the Republican nomination gets clearer this week when Newt Gingrich drops out of the race. A big diplomatic issue in China just ahead of Secretary of State Clinton's trip there this week. A blind Chinese activist has escaped house arrest and is seeking U.S. asylum in China. Why did an SUV hit a median, cross traffic, and then plunge 60 feet, killing all 7 people inside yesterday in New York City? Well, that is a question crash investigators are trying to answer.
The injuries were quite horrific in 30 years. I've seen something like this once or twice.
That's Deputy Fire Chief Ronald Werner. All 7 were from the same family, ranging from 3 years old to 85. The Coast Guard suspended the search for a sailor still missing in the Pacific after a racing yacht was found in tiny pieces with the bodies of 3 other sailors.
Coast Guard investigators are collecting information from the debris that we've been able to recover to try to determine what happened.
Coast Guard Petty Officer Allison Conroy, it appears the yacht was hit by a freighter during a race from California to Mexico. Coast Guard did rescue 6 people alive in the Gulf near Alabama after getting a mayday call from a sinking boat. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Attention parents. If your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we want to prove that our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, will work for you. And we're willing to give it to you for free. For a limited time, we are offering the entire program free if you're the parent of an 11 to 17-year-old male child as part of a national market research project. If you're struggling with disrespect, backtalk, lying, school problems, or defiant behavior, you can get The Total Transformation free by calling 1-888-535-0956. Call now and find out how you can participate in this limited-time market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 child behavior program for free. Limited number of free programs available. Call now, 1-888-535-0956. 1-888-535-0956. That's 1-888-535-0956. 1-888-535-0956.
Only one candidate for railroad commissioner has earned the trust of Texans and has the experience to lead our state toward energy independence. As the chairman of your railroad commission, Barry Smitherman is fighting to create jobs, implementing smart policies in the energy industry. He has fought to protect private property rights and will continue the fight to bring the XL Keystone pipeline to Texas, creating thousands of local jobs and lowering the cost of oil and gas.
I'm Barry Smitherman. When President Obama refused to allow a pipeline to Texas, caving into radical environmentalists, he put his own liberal politics ahead of creating jobs. Help me fight Obama's job-killing policies by putting common sense values back to work. Help me bring our state and nation closer to energy independence and less reliance on foreign oil. As a real conservative and fourth-generation Texan, I'm proud to serve you on the Texas Railroad Commission. I ask for your support for Railroad Commissioner.
Let's keep Barry Smitherman working for us. Barry Smitherman for Railroad Commissioner.
Political ad paid for by friends of Barry Smitherman.
The mortgage business is always changing, and change is good. Dexter Mortgage will now go by the name Network Funding. I'm Debbie Davis. I have worked with Network Funding for over 2 years, and now it's time to change our public name. No, don't worry. Everything else is still the same. Same great rates, same great customer service. If you need to lower your interest rate, save money every month, or get cash out of the equity in your home, I can help. I still do VA, FHA, conventional, cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. Great customer service is still top on my list. I work with families on nights and weekends whenever you have time to talk or meet. People are still looking to buy new homes or move up, and I can help you with a step-by-step guide to make the first-time home buying or move-up experience a happy one. Don't let the ever-changing markets worry you. Let me, Debbie Davis, help you with all your mortgage needs. Give me a call today. My number is 979-220-3018. License number 200790.
We're here asking people what they love about Subway restaurants.
Just one? That's tough.
There are so many things.
I love the sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
It's all the great low-fat sandwiches.
Can't beat seven meals under 450 calories. The toughest decision is which one I'm having today.
Was that really Jared?
I'm inspired by Jared all these years, and he still keeps the weight off.
I love the way I feel about eating at Subway restaurants.
Ham! I love the Black Forest ham.
It's about making great choices.
Subway restaurants is a choice I can feel good about.
I love how easy Subway restaurants makes it to eat better.
450 calorie or less meals really helps me stay on track with my goals.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or wheat bread prepared according to standard recipe without cheese or condiments that contain fat. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information for a limited time at participating locations only. No substitutions, excludes premium subs. Subway, eat fresh.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 73 degrees right now at the studios. Mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid-80s and a slight chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A Bryan motorcyclist is dead following a wreck early Sunday morning on the Earl Rudder Freeway. Police say 31-year-old Michael Daniel was traveling at a high rate of speed when he struck the rear of a semi-trailer near the Briarcrest exit. Daniel was wearing a helmet. The driver of the truck was not injured. The northbound lanes of the freeway were closed for about 5 hours during the police investigation. Bryan's interim city manager is out of the hospital. Keene Register was injured in a motocross crash the Sunday before last. A city news release says that Register is expected to return to work today on a limited basis. Register sustained 3 fractured vertebrae in his lower back, but that injury is not expected to pose danger to his spinal cord. He also hurt his ribs, a leg, and a knee. You can book a flight on United in or out of Easterwood starting in mid-August, and you will notice some changes. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
United's website shows ExpressJet serving Easterwood instead of Colgan Air, and instead of turboprops, you'll be in a jet. Airport manager John Happ says he's still awaiting confirmation from United.
Because United and Continental, which is now United, is trying to fill in for where the airline that went bankrupt, which was Colgan, actually is owned by Pinnacle, and they're trying to fill in and keep our service here, which is the very positive thing. Right now, that schedule might not be as pure, even though they have to publish a schedule, and it would be great if they put jets on, and we're hoping that they do.
Happ says the important thing is to continue booking flights in and out of the local airport as a way of showing United and America in the local interest, which could lead to expanded service. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
After a 5-year absence, outdoor consumption of alcohol is returning to the Northgate District. That's part of ordinance changes approved by the College Station City Council. Northgate Executive Director Chris Scotty says businesses along University Drive, College Main, and the Promenade will be allowed to have outdoor space to serve food and alcohol.
The idea is that the ordinance will be ready to go when the sidewalk construction is complete. And the goal for that is end of the summer, definitely before football season starts. We're expecting some record crowds this fall, as is the rest of the community, and we're excited to have this ready to go.
When completed, Northgate will have an expanded sidewalk along University Drive. College Main will be closed to vehicular traffic between University Drive and Patricia Street. News that the state of Texas and Amazon.com have reached a truce on sales tax collections is good news, according to one elected official. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says the settlement over $269 million in uncollected sales taxes should mean good things for Texas.
Amazon is going to spend $200 million in the state of Texas, and the comptroller is going to basically forget the lawsuit, and Amazon is also going to create 250,000 jobs in Texas over the next 4 years. So that's a positive, and they will start collecting those sales tax beginning the 1st of July.
It's actually 2,500 jobs Amazon has agreed to create. Rainey, who also owns Texas Aggieland Bookstore, has long advocated sales tax collections for online purchases, saying it levels the playing field between online retailers and traditional or so-called brick-and-mortar stores. The feud between Texas and Amazon.com centered on an Amazon warehouse in Irving, the state said qualified for taxation. Amazon refused to collect taxes, leading the state to file the tax lien. The state's ag commissioner and the Texas Cattle Raisers Association are applauding the end of proposed youth labor regulations.
The Department of Labor is giving up on a plan that would have restricted kids under 16 from performing most jobs associated with agriculture production. Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association President Joe Parker says this would have also crippled extracurricular activities that encourage kids to pursue careers in agriculture.
Especially in Future Farmers of America projects or 4-H projects that are so important to the development of young men and women.
Texas Ag Commissioner Todd Staples sent a letter to the government opposing the regulation late last year. Matt Thomas, TSN News.
And a convicted drunk driver has been suspended from serving his public punishment at the site of the Houston crash that killed a man. After the fatal crash last summer, 39-year-old Michael Giacona spent 90 days in jail. A judge also ordered him to stand at the intersection on four Saturdays with a sign reading, quote, "I killed Aaron Pennywell," end quote. That's the 20-year-old victim whose car was hit. Houston Chronicle reports that passersby were hostile to Giacona last weekend. That was his first time at the site with the sign. The judge said he will reevaluate the sentence and order Giacona to stop the public punishment for his safety. WTAW News Time is 7:11, 73 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Finding your own health coverage can be confusing, but with Scott White Health Plan, you can get help from a local representative like Connie Wynn.
The individual and family plan is the perfect plan for somebody that's looking for insurance that doesn't have anything offered to them at work. The coverage is really good for the individuals or the entrepreneurs when they own their own business.
Sandra Perry can help you find a plan that fits your budget.
We talk to a lot of people that currently work for an employer that maybe have had to increase their premiums, and they look to the individual family plan for maybe a lower premium with equal value.
Call one of our local representatives at Scott & White Health Plan today and compare your options. 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. Or visit swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust.
Hurry, hurry, step right up. David Dewhurst is performing an act of political destruction. Conservative Ted Cruz exposed Dewhurst's record of supporting a wage tax. The Wall Street Journal called a fancy disguise for an income tax. Now Dewhurst is attacking Ted Cruz. It's a classic Dewhurst distraction. Distort Cruz's record and hope we'll care more about Chinese mining tires than Dewhurst's tax and spend record. Hurry.
I'm Ted Cruz. It's time to end the political circus. We're going broke, and career politicians in both parties are the reason. No more games, no more accounting tricks. We need a strong constitutional amendment to require a balanced budget. We've got to stop the spending and reduce the debt. No more excuses. If you agree, join me, and let's restore fiscal sanity to the circus that is Washington. I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ted Cruz for Senate. Join Ted Cruz at tedcruz.org.
713, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Satellite photos this morning showing a good portion of the state under cloudiness, and we're one of those areas, though some breaks of sun are possible. Clouds are thicker up across the northern part of the state than they are in our vicinity. So some breaks of sun possible today. Watch for an isolated shower or thunderstorm, breezy 85. Clouds may be a shower or thunderstorm tonight, breezy 70. Sun and clouds tomorrow, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, breezy 85. More the same Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Steve Miller. Coming up in sports, we'll talk about the spring football that came to an end for Texas A&M with the annual Maroon and White game, plus a review of all the different Big 12 championships the Aggies participated in over the weekend. That coming up in sports.
Yeah, Maroon and White game kind of first look for a lot of people, you know, to get to see the football fortunes for next year. And last week was that kind of week also for Opus. It was a first look at the Season 40. Ann Black joins us this morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you, Scott?
Good. Our traditional visit right after the unveiling, which took place Thursday night, so that folks would know what's coming up. And it gets started right away in September, don't you?
Yes, with the Midtown Men.
Yeah. Now, I heard this name, and I go, I don't know who these people are.
Right.
Yeah, but go ahead.
They
please.
Are the original cast of the Jersey Boys on Broadway.
Right.
And now they're doing a concert tour. I saw them in New York last year. And they are just fabulous. They do the Frankie Valli songs, obviously, but they also do a lot of other tunes from the 60s, and
sure. They
are just dynamite.
Well, again, they have tight harmony,
yes.
And it really, the little snippet we saw was outstanding. So that's the 20th and 21st of September, and then?
And then Martha Graham Dance Company. Of all the wonderful dance companies we've ever brought, Martha Graham is an institution unto herself, mm-hmm. And we've never had that company. So,
interesting, I didn't know that.
We thought it'd be great. They're going to do Appalachian Spring, and we'll have members of the Brazos Valley Symphony in the pit for that.
Oh, good. So some
so
local...
a real opportunity to do some outreach into the community.
Excellent. And then we do some Broadway?
And then we have, we're on the first national tour mm-hmm. of Catch Me If You Can.
Say that again. That's the first national tour,
yes.
Huh? Yeah.
This was one of those... rabbits out of the hat. This is a bad year for getting Broadway product. Everything that's touring, we've just done.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of new product coming out, so we were struggling with that. And
that kind of was a last-minute surprise.
It
huh?
was.
Yeah.
It was. It was one of those phone calls that I made that said, please.
Yeah,
help.
And they did.
Because
yeah.
they're doing full weeks only, but they created a week of splits between San Antonio and somebody else.
Okay.
And we'll have two nights of that, and mm-hmm. it is big, splashy Broadway. It's a great, fun story that everybody will remember.
Sure. Yeah.
But it also is a big, splashy, fun Broadway musical. Yeah. So.
Well, and you like to have a marquee name, and this year's no exception. Then.
Absolutely. Need a legend for a 40th anniversary, and Carol Burnett will be coming in November. And she's fabulous. I saw her in Galveston last weekend, and she is just wonderful.
Answers questions. And
she does. It's really all about questions. She has film clips, obviously,
okay.
from her show.
Right.
And then there are just lots of ushers with microphones. So
oh,
you
good.
Can ask whatever you want to. And she just told some funny, funny stories.
Wonderful.
And she still does the Tarzan yell.
Okay, well, really?
If somebody asks.
Okay.
So,
all right, well, we'll remember that.
Those of you who are planning to come to that show, be sure and ask her to do it because she still does it very well.
Okay, and that takes care of this year, and then we move into February 12th.
Well, we have a special event, Celtic Woman.
Oh, that's right.
In
right.
uh, December. And that one we've been trying to do at Reed Arena because they were only doing arenas.
Right.
And a Reed Arena wasn't big enough for them. And so.
Yeah, I went to see them in Houston. I know. They do. They want big arenas.
Reliant
they do.
Or someplace
yeah,
like
yeah.
It. So, but now they're doing a symphony tour, which was a PBS special last year. And we were able to get them. So we're very excited about that.
Excellent. Yeah, it is. It's beautiful music.
That.
Yeah.
And then we move into the spring with Women of Ireland, which we had already booked when we were able to get Celtic Woman. But they really are very different.
You like Celtic music, right?
If you like Celtic, Women of Ireland really is the whole package, dancing and singing and all the whole Celtic thing. So that'll be in February. And then the Knights with Woman. The Knights is a young orchestra that formed at Juilliard. They're all Juilliard trained musicians, and they formed this chamber orchestra while they were students there. And they are coming on the road now with Woman, who is a pipa player.
Yeah, I didn't know what that thing was.
I didn't either, and you can't see how many strings there are, but she sure plays.
It looks like a washboard with strings on it. It does.
Yes, but a very unique sound that's really, really wonderful. So that'll be also in February. And then Hooray for Hollywood, which really is a Broadway-esque kind of. It's all of the movie musicals that were also Broadway shows. So Singing in the Rain and Grease and a lot of those.
So the high points from a lot of different shows.
300 costume changes in this one.
Oh, my.
It's big.
Okay.
And it's fun. So that pretty much wraps it up and gets us to April, which will be our world premiere.
Yeah.
Neil Berg was here a number of years ago. He does a thing called 100 Years of Broadway, and we had that, I think, 3 years ago, where he narrates about Broadway shows and has Broadway singers. He's creating for us a world premiere of a piece called The Phantoms of the Opera, which will explore all four Phantom of the Opera productions, the Ken Hill, the Maury Yeston, and both Andrew Lloyd Webbers, with seven Broadway singers and a chorus of about 200. So it'll be big and fun, and I think very special.
And it's more than music of the night, okay?
That's,
there's a lot of songs in there.
Lots of that.
And then, now, tell me about, when did Intimate Gatherings start? When did you start doing that?
Intimate Gatherings, I believe, is 10 years old this year.
Opportunity
for you. I think it's also having an anniversary.
Oh, how fun. Okay. Opportunity for you to kind of interact with the performers after the performance.
Yes. We always have a question and answer afterward, and people love that. Yeah. Not everybody stays, but we always have a good group.
Sure.
We're going to open that series with Ray Benson, just Ray Benson and his guitar.
Huh.
He's a great storyteller,
and
this acoustic performance, I think, people will really enjoy a little up close and personal with him.
Good.
And then we have LA Theater Works coming with Pride and Prejudice, which is a great favorite classic.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Romeros, who also were here maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and when they came that time, Pepe Romero broke his finger on the luggage rack on the way here.
Oh.
And they had to transpose everything for trio. It was great, and he became the narrator for the evening. So we're hoping Pepe's fingers are all working this time.
Sure.
But they're also coming with the chamber orchestra. So it'll be a Christmas celebration with Concerto Malaga. And then Sweet Honey in the Rock, and they've been here a number of times. Mm-hmm. We've never presented them, but they are a great African-American a cappella ensemble, and they are fabulous. And then our Miremont production this year will be Ann Hampton Calloway, and she'll be singing the Streisand Songbook. I saw her in New York as well.
Okay.
She's fabulous.
Three nights of that, is that
Three
right?
nights yeah. of that.
Okay. And then Opus Junior, of course, which is an opportunity for young people to get introduced to or get to see in person names or faces that they've seen or heard.
That's
before.
Right. And usually based on books. And Freckleface Strawberry and Ramona Quimby certainly are both based on very popular children's books. Popovich Comedy Pet Theater, however, I think is going to be one of those that appeals to a lot of folks who may or may not have children. As I was walking around the exhibit hall the other night, lots of people who don't have children or grandchildren were filling out and saying, can we come to
Can
this,
grown-ups
even,
come to this?
Even if we don't have kids. So we may be having to add an extra of
fun.
That one in
oh,
order
great.
To get everybody in. It's a great, it's a little sort of a circus with animals, but the most amazing thing is the things he gets cats to do. All these animals are
rescued. Pay attention, number one. Yeah.
All of these are rescued animals, and he has dogs and cats and geese and all kinds of things, and it's really, really a fun little circus show.
Great. Then, of course, what kind of ticket options do people have as far as how they want to buy?
Well, if you buy a season ticket package, you can buy all eight main stage programs, or you can pick six.
Okay.
And we actually have a package with Carol Burnett and a package, a pick six with or without Carol Burnett.
Okay.
Because that ticket is going to be costly.
Sure.
And it drives up that.
You bet.
So if you don't want Carol Burnett, I can't imagine that. But if you don't want Carol Burnett, there is a pick six price without Carol Burnett. But all single tickets are also on sale now, so you can order them right now.
Okay,
and
yeah, they're
suggest
online.
Suggest you do.
Yeah, at what, MSC Opus?
MSCOpus.org.
Okay, and then there'll be something in the mail to you soon if you want to do it that way. But, again, 40th anniversary, that's it's great fun. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. That's Ann Black from Opus.
Speaking with Ron Smith, owner of Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is Karistan Month.
You offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're an heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down in generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. Those rugs are built to last.
Hurry into Aggieland Carpet One for Karistan Month. Area rugs up to 50% off. Sale in soon.
We're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today. Beautiful.
Allen Honda celebrating the really big sales event with great incentives for you. Buy, lease, or finance any new 2012 Civic Accord or Odyssey now through April 30th, and Honda will cover up to $500 toward your first payment for qualifying customers. Plus, take advantage of 0.9% financing for up to 36 months on the 2012 Accord, Civic, and Ridgeline. Or take advantage of low lease payments like $199 per month on the popular Accord. Now's the best time to buy during the really big sales event at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Ants that bring pies to my kitchen are always welcome. Ants that crawl on kitchen counters, not so much. I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Our ant-controlled treatment plans are simple and environmentally friendly. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. Keep the bad ants at bay so the good ants will keep those pies coming. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. About 85 for a high today. Chance of showers out there at 30%, probably be in the afternoon if we have any. 72 for our low tonight, and chance of rain will continue at about 20%. Same thing for that 20% on Tuesday. Now, all week long, as far as the highs are concerned, at least the middle 80s and maybe up into the upper 80s around 90. All the way through the week, and the low temperature each night around 70. Humidity is going to be up a little bit, too. So, humidity right now is 84%. Winds are from the southeast at 9. Mostly cloudy skies, and we have 75.
If you want to drop it, drop the weight, drop it with Robin Roberts. If you want to stop it, stop smoking, stop it with Robin Roberts. If you want to improve it, your golf game, improve it with Robin Roberts. These positive changes are a phone call away. Call me, Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist. I have an impressive list of success stories, techniques, and motivation for you to achieve your lifestyle changes. Don't wait any longer. If you were going to do it yourself, you would have done it before now. That's Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist, 739-7143.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Stuart Chaffetz was alarmed that his autistic son was reportedly exhibiting out-of-character bad behavior at his Cherry Hill, New Jersey school. So Mr. Chaffetz put an inexpensive digital recorder in his son's pocket and discovered that his son was being verbally abused. Among other insults, the teacher called the child a bastard. That was in February. The superintendent claimed that the individuals who are heard on the recording raising their voices and inappropriately addressing children no longer work in the district. but Chaffetz has since learned the teacher in question was merely reassigned. A union spokesman initially claimed that the teacher had been exonerated, but after a barrage of media coverage, the union backtracked. And now the district says the case is under investigation. On other recordings, special needs children were called tarred, damn dumb, and a hippo in a ballerina suit. A school bus monitor told another child, "Shut up, you little dog." George Giuliani, executive director, National Association of Special Education Teachers, warns against secretly recording teachers. He says teachers will begin to worry that every word they say could be monitored. Even if secret records are found to be legal, he says they could have a chilling effect on classrooms. No Democrats have stepped up to say if they had sons, they would look like Stuart Chaffetz's son. Nor have any Democrats decried this war on special needs children or demanded that the bullying stop. It's an election year, and teachers' unions must donate.
Yes. Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, 73 degrees right now at the studios. Mostly cloudy today, but only a 20% chance of showers as we head toward a high in the mid-80s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. It's brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Flying United Airlines in and out of Easterwood Airport could become more comfortable. WTAW's Bill Oliver tells us why.
United's online reservation system shows jet service instead of turboprops to and from Houston starting in mid-August. Airport manager John Happ says it's not a done deal, at least not yet.
The phase out for Kogan will be all the way through the month of June, I understand. So basically they're scrambling right now to find a replacement for Kogan, but at the same time they have to print a schedule far enough out for people to make reservations. And I think that we'll hear something here pretty soon. And maybe they've already made that decision, they just haven't informed us.
United's been looking for a regional carrier to replace Colgan Air, whose parent company has filed for bankruptcy. United's website says the local jet service will be provided by ExpressJet. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
An early Sunday morning crash on the Earl Rudder Freeway claimed the life of a motorcyclist. Bryan police say the cycle struck the rear of a semi-trailer at a high rate of speed. The accident happened in the northbound lanes of Highway 6 near the Briarcrest exit. 31-year-old Michael Daniel of Bryan died at the scene. The trucker was not hurt. Police investigation closed the freeway for about 5 hours. A week after receiving multiple injuries in a motocross crash, Bryan's interim city manager plans to return to work today. A city news release says Keene Register will be back on the job today on a limited basis, but expects to make a full recovery. Register fractured 3 vertebrae in his lower back, but he says that poses no danger to his spinal cord. He also hurt a leg, a knee, and his ribs. Outdoor dining and drinking is coming to the Northgate District, the drinking part coming back. The College Station City Council approved ordinance changes negotiated with business owners. Northgate Executive Director Chris Scotty says building owners can apply to use expanded sidewalks being built along University Drive and College Main from Patricia to University.
The idea was that, hey, we're losing some traffic and some parking, but here's a way to mitigate that by allowing businesses a little bit of flexibility to operate out into some of these newly expanded sidewalk areas.
Scotty says sidewalk construction is scheduled for completion before the first Texas A&M home football game on September 8th. Texas lawmakers will look at the success and the cost of alternative education.
Lawmakers begin hearings today on discipline problems in public schools. Alternative education schools are usually reserved for kids who are discipline problems. The House Public Education Committee will hear testimony today on how schools enforce discipline and what's happening to younger children and special education students. Alternative schools can be expensive. In Dallas, for instance, it was found that an alternative education costs $57,000 per student per year, and some students are on a waiting list. Jim Reed, TSN News.
An almost $270 million Texas sales tax lien on Amazon.com is history, and one local elected official says that means good things for the state. State Representative John Rainey is also the owner of Texas Aggieland Bookstore. It's in that capacity he has long advocated in favor of taxing Internet purchases. That's closer to happening in Texas after the state and Amazon.com reached an agreement on the tax lien. And if Texas begins taxing those online purchases, Rainey says the money will go a long way.
We're talking about $800 million in sales tax revenue that will probably be generated at least. It's going to be a growing amount of money. So from a state government standpoint, it'll help the shortfall. And it's not a tax increase, as a lot of people would like to say, because the tax was already due as a use tax.
Texas filed the lien on Amazon.com because of an Irving warehouse it said qualified for taxation. Amazon disagreed and refused to collect the taxes, but under the agreement, Texas will forgive the tax debt. Amazon, for its part, agrees to invest $200 million in the state and create 2,500 Texas jobs over the next 4 years. At least 3 bills are currently in Congress focusing on clearer federal policies regarding Internet sales tax collections. And gas prices continue to ease. AAA says prices fell by a nickel this week, with the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded at $3.82 nationwide. The Auto Club says prices are 8 cents lower than a month ago and 5 cents lower than this time last year, when the average price topped out at $3.99 a gallon. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 73 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, this is Hunter Goodwin with the Oldham Goodwin Group. I want to tell you about a friend of mine, Brian Steven, at Paramount Property Analyst. Brian has saved my company and my clients over $750,000 in the last 3 years. PPA is locally owned and operated here in the Bryan College Station area. Brian can travel throughout the state of Texas or abroad to do property tax appeals. Brian works on a contingency fee basis, and he only gets paid if he saves you money. In today's market volatility, now is the time to call PPA. Call now, 485-8537.
Have a computer problem? We have a solution. Total Tech Solutions can provide your business with computer repair at flat rate pricing, networking, server administration, web and email hosting, and more. Steve and his techs can custom build desktops and point-of-sale PCs to suit your business's specific needs. Total Tech Solutions. No geeks, no doctors, no nerds, just darn good technicians. Call 703-7959 or visit TotalTechUS.com. TotalTechUS.com.
Only one candidate for railroad commissioner has earned the trust of Texans and has the experience to lead our state toward energy independence. As the chairman of your railroad commission, Barry Smitherman is fighting to create jobs, implementing smart policies in the energy industry. He has fought to protect private property rights and will continue the fight to bring the XL Keystone Pipeline to Texas, creating thousands of local jobs and lowering the cost of oil and gas.
I'm Barry Spitherman. When President Obama refused to allow a pipeline to Texas, caving into radical environmentalists, he put his own liberal politics ahead of creating jobs. Help me fight Obama's job-killing policies by putting common sense values back to work. Help me bring our state and nation closer to energy independence and less reliance on foreign oil. As a real conservative and fourth-generation Texan, I'm proud to serve you on the Texas Railroad Commission. I ask for your support for Railroad Commissioner.
Let's keep Barry Smitherman working for us. Barry Smitherman for Railroad Commissioner.
Political ad paid for by friends of Barry Smitherman.
Visit Creek Meadows during the upcoming Parade of Homes and see the transformation of this family-friendly master-planned community located on Greensbury Road in College Station. Creek Meadows now features 12 outstanding custom builders with an average of 25 years building experience. Enjoy the pools, clubhouse facilities, landscaping, and beautiful improvements. Creek Meadows is within ideal proximity to the newest College Station schools and the Tower Point Center. Put Creek Meadows on your priority list for the Parade of Homes.
Economics 101 brought to you by RV Station in Bryan. It's been said that small town RV dealers have lower overhead than those big city boys. Is it true? Yep. Real estate in Bryan costs much less than Houston or Waco. Low overhead means huge savings to you. It's also been said that small town RV dealers don't have the selection the big city guys do. Is that true? Nope. Go to RV Station online and choose from over 250 campers. Montana, Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. Get a new 2013 Jayco 198RD. Are you ready for this? $120 a month or $12,995 if you'd like to pay cash. Get to RV Station. 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Stock number 4214, 144 months at 599 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
It's the April event going on right now at Ashley Furniture Home Store. Everything in the store has been discounted for this event. Get up to 20% off our already low Ashley direct prices or up to 60 months, no interest. That's no interest until April 2017. That means April is going to be the best month to save big on all dining rooms, living rooms, bedrooms, all accessories, and more. Get more without paying more. Only during the April event. Only at Ashley Furniture Home Store in College Station.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Satellite photos this morning showing a good portion of the state under cloudiness, and we're one of those areas, though some breaks of sun are possible. Clouds are thicker up across the northern part of the state than they are in our vicinity. So some breaks of sun possible today. Watch for an isolated shower or thunderstorm, breezy 85. Clouds may be a shower or thunderstorm tonight, breezy 70. Sun and clouds tomorrow, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, breezy 85. More the same Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Steve Miller. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin following the end of spring football. Plus, we'll talk about the Big 12 championship the Aggie men's golf team won yesterday over in Trinity. That and more coming up in sports.
So now, have you ever bought a brand new car and then forgot where you put it?
Nope.
Generally, no.
How about 300 of them?
Oops.
Yeah, yeah. If you're Miami-Dade County, that's pretty much what we're talking about. They were recently reunited with 298 vehicles they bought brand new between the years of 2006 and 2007.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Sure.
The county discovered this fleet of no-mileage vehicles after reading about them in a Spanish-language newspaper there. Most of the displaced motorcade made up of Toyota Prius hybrids whose warranties either expired with very few miles on the odometer or they will very soon. I mean, this gets uglier and uglier.
I'm assuming they're all like fleet white.
Yeah, well, oh, and of course, that's the reason that you shouldn't use them. The 2007 sticker price on a Prius, $28,000.
Ooh.
So let's multiply. Let's do our quick math there. 298 cars times $28,000. I'll do it for you. $8.3 million.
And, sure, and they negotiated a little deal with that many cars.
Okay, yeah, fine. This is in Miami-Dade County.
All right.
I mean, aren't those CSI guys wandering around all the time? I mean, they can't find the cars.
David Caruso's looking sideways, holding his sunglasses.
That's right.
I thought there were cars here.
Yeah. Looking to save some face, I think it's too late, the county has rushed at least 123 of the hybrids into service. Quick, just go drive.
Time out. Where were these cars?
I do not have the location of where they were.
I mean, were they in a parking lot? Were they in a boat, in a train car?
Yeah, were they in a swamp? Whatever. Meanwhile, the shocking development, officials are looking into how it lost so many cars.
What did they do without those cars?
Well, I don't know. Not sure. The leading theory now, of course, is to blame the previous mayor.
Well, of course.
Yeah. That's all right.
You know what? It's either their fault or Bush's fault.
Yes, George
I'm not
Bush.
Sure.
The previous mayor's got a footlocker full of keys going,
They're all mine.
Of course, he's not there anymore. He was removed from office in a recall election last year.
Oh, no wonder they can blame him.
Yeah. It's better than an audit there.
Everything was his fault.
Where are the keys, sir?
The Toyota warranty covered the hybrids for 8 years or 100,000 miles, but does that cover cars that are parked for five out of those 8 years? I mean, you think about that. I can imagine that Toyota kind of goes, well, you know, you probably need to be using the product for that to be happening. Just to have them sitting there and letting the tires go flat or whatever, and then you want us to come back with a warranty on this thing.
Well, you think that low mileage kind of messes up the Blue Book value a little bit?
Yeah, really. What do you think the line is at the Toyota dealership to get those things serviced now?
I'm going to say, all right, yeah, be very careful if you're going to eBay in Florida, see where the cars are. Of course, you know, the other thing is that you could look at it from the bright side. The city saved a lot of money not buying the electricity to power the cars.
The hybrids are batteries. You don't plug those in.
So what, are the batteries dead now? They're going to have to go out and find those?
I'm sure those are cheap.
Yeah.
I'd love to find out
what happens. What happens to the batteries on those things that have been sitting around for 5 years
and
being charged?
Yeah, I tell you what, they've just done some research for Toyota. You know, if Toyota ever wanted to know, they now have a baseline. Okay, this is what happened.
That's what their city marketing department needs to say.
Yeah,
it was an experiment for Toyota.
We were doing the research for them.
You think they're out there with a cup of water trying to refill those batteries one by one?
Remember those things you used to get at the gas station, little pump things that you had to push down? Is this distilled water? Oh, sure, I put distilled water in it this morning.
Yeah. Those old golf cart batteries car batteries.
It's all just fine. Oh, man. All right. So
we're going to research and find out where those cars were at.
We will. Now, Steve, are you here till 9?
Okay.
That's fine. I just,
we find those cars, Scott.
Okay. Because we have Jethro Trivia, and I want to be able to do that probably next hour. But in the meantime, the annual survey from Medscape and WebMD as to, physicians' finances, including the fact that many doctors regret their career choices now.
They're paying the insurance bill.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah. 11% of doctors would say they're rich. 45% agree that while their income may qualify them as rich, they also have just as many debts as everybody else does and lots of expenses in most states. And for most doctors, liability insurance is between 10 and 40 grand a year in premiums, okay? So that can be high. And again, depending on what you're doing.
Can be?
Yeah. Can be more than that. 200,000, as a matter of fact.
Oh, it can be higher.
Yeah.
It sounded like you said that can be high. That is high.
That is high, but it could be up to 200. So the report, based on a survey of more than 24,000 physicians, here are your lowest paid doctors. Psychiatrists, $170,000, but you get to learn a lot of neat stuff. Number four is endocrinologists, 168. Internal medicine doctors, 165. Family medicine doctors, 158. And low on the totem pole, but they get to take care of your snowflake. Pediatricians at $156,000. Okay. Now, as far as your highest paid, got your urologists at 309. Anesthesiologists at 309. Cardiologists, 314. Orthopedic surgeons and radiologists. Really? $315,000. So, there you are. But again, they make a lot of money, but they spend a lot of money.
Found the cars.
Oh, where are they?
More than 100 of them were sitting idle in the Arlington Heights Metro Rail garage.
Oh, well, you couldn't see them.
They had them right there.
Somebody walked by them every day.
It's always the last place you look.
Okay.
$965,000 worth of cars.
Now, okay, are there
Now
that's just 100 of them. We don't know about the other. You said 200.
And were they paying for parking? See? They probably weren't even paying for parking. Oh. I know you always thought that the people of Discovery Channel have more fun than
you. Think they put a boot on those cars for failure?
Yeah, for failure to pay? Well, they weren't going anywhere
anyway. Yeah, good luck getting them out of that garage now.
Yeah.
Your bill is...
Dragging them out. Okay, you've always wondered... yeah.
I was going to say, you're better off doing the whole lost ticket thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I lost my ticket. Oh, it'll be $50.
Yeah. Sweet. Okay. I'm good. I get 5 years of parking for $50.
Yeah. I mean, I've never understood that. You go into a parking garage and I think, okay, now depending on how long I'm going to be here, I actually get out better if I just say I lost my ticket.
You could. That's right. You have to decide which is going to work best. Hello?
Is the smarmy redheaded guy on the case?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's all over it. Yeah, he is. Matter of fact, and he's taking his sunglasses off, of course, with both hands.
Very slowly. That,
yes. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst.
My dad led the B-26 bomber attack on Utah Beach, Normandy on D-Day. His generation built the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Now our nation is on the brink of bankruptcy. To protect our children's future, we've got to take our country back.
The Dewhurst Plan.
As Texas's United States Senator, I'll have five priorities. 1, repeal Obamacare. 2, dramatically cut spending and taxes and balance the federal budget. 3, we've got to take the Texas model to Washington and let the private sector grow our economy. 4, we've got to defend our nation and enforce the sovereignty of our borders. And finally, we got to stop the attacks on our family and religious freedoms.
David Dewhurst.
Some people say that it'll take courage. I disagree. Courage is what my dad had. All we got to do is what's right. I'm David Dewhurst, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dewhurst for Texas.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever using the latest laser technology. Our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Childs Dermatology today. Today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
Everybody loves a wedding, unless you're the father of the bride and you think your daughter is marrying a loser. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. A very good friend of mine recently announced that his 21-year-old daughter was getting married. Naturally, I congratulated him, but his reaction was less than positive. I can't stand the guy, my friend told me. He has no job, no ambition, no active faith, and no plans to change anytime soon. Yet my sweet and beautiful girl, the same girl I held in my arms 21 years ago, fell madly in love with at the hospital and vowed to protect to my death. This very wonderful young woman is somehow in love with this drifter of a guy. What my friend was describing is a very real and, unfortunately, fairly common occurrence. What do we do as parents when our kids grow up and want to marry a spouse who we're less than enthusiastic about? In my friend's case, he and his wife had done everything they could do in those early years to help their girl make wise and informed decisions. And as she grew older and began dating, they continued the conversation. But now that she made a decision, my friend was struggling with whether or not to support the marriage or even go to the wedding. In the end, he went willingly and prayerfully. Only time will tell how the marriage will go, but Dad concluded that a part of loving is also letting go. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class, but it won't always be, if you know what I mean.
When you own a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, chances are they'll own it one day too, because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, Those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
I can't wait to drive this.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through April 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned limited warranty and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
It is 7:51. Good morning. In for Tom Turbyville, I'm Steve Miller with sports. Texas A&M spring football came to a close Saturday with the annual Maroon and White game presented by Wells Fargo over at Kyle Field. A crowd of estimated 15,000 was in attendance to see wide receiver Ryan Swope score a pair of long touchdowns. Quarterback Johnny Manziel connected with Swope for a 63-yard touchdown. And later, Jameel Showers found Swope for a 50-yard touchdown. The offense won the game 48-44 over the Maroon defense. Head coach Kevin Sumlin said his team did some good things and some bad things.
You know, there's some guys that made some plays. It's the same deal. We put some guys in position to do some things, to make some plays and keep some pressure on them. And some guys performed and some guys didn't. And that's what practice is all about, particularly with the pace that we went. You know, we had 106 plays in the first half. Which is about what we wanted to get done in a game-type situation. Ran the clock in the second half. We got plenty of snaps.
Last Thursday, former A&M quarterback Ryan Tannehill was drafted in the first round by Miami. Three of his Aggie teammates heard their name called on the final day of the NFL draft on Saturday. All-America and Groza Award-winning place kicker Randy Bullock was selected by the Houston Texans in the fifth round. Running back Cyrus Gray was drafted in the sixth round by Kansas City. And quarterback Terrence Frederick was drafted in the seventh by Pittsburgh. The Aggie men's golf team brought home its first conference championship since 1987 Sunday when true freshman Ty Dunlap drained a two-foot putt for par on the 18th hole in the Big 12 championship at Whispering Pines over in Trinity. The Aggies finished the weekend at 13 over, three shots ahead of Texas. The conference crown was the 11th in team history and the program's first since capturing the 1987 Southwoods Conference title in Houston. Here's Coach J.T. Higgins.
It feels so good. You know, I'm just so proud of the guys. They came through in the clutch. They're just, you know, we got five clutch guys playing and six if you count Cam because he was there in spirit with us today. So
the title marked the A&M Athletic Department's fifth Big 12 crown of the year. With 37 conference titles since the start of the 06-07 season, no Big 12 school has won more league hardware than the Aggies over the last 6 years. Meanwhile, the Aggies battled inclement weather at the Big 12 Women's Golf Championships in Lawrence, Kansas Sunday and finished sixth. A&M junior Mary Michael Maggio won first place individual honors by one stroke with a plus-nine mark of 219. It was her first tournament win this season. The ninth-ranked A&M baseball team won two of three games over number 20 Texas. A&M grabbed game one at Bluebell Park Friday night 6-5 when Michael Walker threw eight shutout innings. On Saturday in Austin, the Aggies aided pitcher Ross Stripling with 14 hits while he threw eight innings for a 12-4 run. Sunday, A&M's Rafael Pineda threw 7 2/3 shutout innings as the Aggies held a 1-0 lead to the ninth. The Texas scored two runs in the final at-bat to win 2-1. The Aggies moved to 11-7 in third place in the league, just behind Texas, who's at 12-6. A&M coach Rob Childress was impressed with the pitching.
It looked like a Friday night. I mean, the way the pitching went for them, for us, I mean, a 1-0 game going into the ninth inning. I mean, it was a well-pitched, well-played game, and we had a couple opportunities to get a big hit. We didn't, and Texas came and took it from us there in the ninth inning with our best on the mound.
The Aggies will play at Sam Houston on Tuesday before Texas Tech comes to Bluebell Park for a weekend series. Meanwhile, the 16th-ranked A&M softball team dropped two of three games in the series with number 7 Texas. On Saturday, the Aggies led 6-1 before Texas scored four runs in the fifth and two in the seventh to win 7-6. Well, then on Sunday, Texas jumped out to a 4-1 lead before the Aggies scored a pair of runs in the top of the seventh, falling short 4-3. The Aggies fall to 13-8 in the Big 12, and they'll host Kansas this weekend. The Big 12 Men's and Women's Tennis Championships were played at the Mitchell Tennis Center over the weekend. 19th-ranked and 3rd-seeded A&M women reached the finals for the first time since 04. The Aggies fell to 13th-ranked and 4th-seeded Texas 4-2 in the finals on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Aggie men opened Big 12 Championships with a 4-2 win over number 18 Texas on Friday. Then they battled eventual champion top-seeded Oklahoma in the semis, but fell by the score of 4-1. Tony Parker scored 28 points yesterday as the San Antonio Spurs beat the Utah Jazz 106-91 in game one of their first-round playoff series. Tim Duncan added 17 points and 11 rebounds for the Spurs, who won their first playoff opener in 4 years. Game two is Wednesday night in San Antonio. And the Houston Astros lost at Cincinnati 8-5 yesterday. The Astros start a series with the Mets tonight at Minute Maid at 7:05. And David Price struck out 6 batters last night in the Tampa Bay Rays 5-2 win over the Rangers. The Rangers are at Toronto tonight. That's sports. This report is a service of Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. For Tom Turbyville, I'm Steve Miller on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Texans like to show off their Texas pride, and a great way to do that is to stop in a Texas Trading Post, and you do that by logging into txtraders.com. Once you get there, you'll find Texas metal art. You'll find lots of plain old good fun Texas stuff, apparel and jewelry that's kind of Texas-centric, high-end bedding and furniture, also home decor items and Texas gifts. And speaking of gifts, if you're looking for maybe corporate gifts with a Texas flair, then you know, you can get that right there at Texas Trading Post. Again, give them a call if you want to at 703-7200 or go to txtraders.com. Linda and Russ Harvell, great folks, hometown people. I mean, this is the largest collection of Texas stuff that you can get online, and it's a homegrown company right here in Bryan College Station. So have a look at that. And also, more than just Texas, they also have, you can honor the military, firefighters, and law enforcement as well. So make the stop, make the choices, and have the fun. Share with your friends who wish they were Texans. Go to txtraders.com. They've been voted best online store in the Brazos Valley. TXTraders.com, it's Texas Trading Post.
Economics 101, brought to you by RV Station in Bryan. It's been said that small-town RV dealers have lower overhead than those big city boys. Is it true? Yep. Real estate in Bryan costs much less than Houston or Waco. Low overhead means huge savings to you. It's also been said that small-town RV dealers don't have the selection the big city guys do. Is that true? Nope. Go to RV Station online and choose from over 250 campers. Montana, Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. Get on your 2013 Jayco 198RD. Are you ready for this? $120 a month or $12,995 if you'd like to pay cash. Get to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Stock number 4214, 144 months at 5.99 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Hello, Brazos Valley. Best peace of mind. Come by and see our shop on Highway 21 or call us at 979-589-2005.
Look for a high temperature today, probably about 85 or so. We've got a 20% chance of showers will be after 1 o'clock. Then the rest of the week, high near 90, lows around 70, 75 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Should the U.S. give a Chinese activist asylum in China? A big diplomatic question Secretary of State Clinton is about to deal with. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Blind legal activist Chang Guan Chang escaped house arrest a week ago. He's believed by human rights groups to be protected at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, a fact U.S. diplomats will not confirm.
I'm not going to address the issue of Mr. Chen right now.
But White House counterterror advisor John Brennan tells Fox News Sunday involved parties are working on a diplomatic solution. The delicate issue of asylum comes as Secretary Clinton begins a round of annual talks in Beijing later this week. Dave.
Now, Jared, when Hillary Clinton ran for president 4 years ago, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama weren't very close. Now the president and former president are campaigning together. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
That was a close-to-cameras fundraiser just outside D.C. last night, featuring the current and former presidents. President Clinton saying that President Obama deserves a second term because he's meeting clear objectives. House Speaker John Boehner on CNN, though, had a different idea about Barack Obama's performance.
He's diminishing the presidency by picking fake fights
going after straw men every day.
Also, we now know that Newt Gingrich will officially withdraw from the Republican race Wednesday at an event somewhere here around D.C., Dave.
Rich, we did more buying last month, but not a lot more. Consumer spending rose 0.3%, a much smaller gain than a surge in February. The government also reports we made a little more, income up 0.4%. A benefit concert in Arizona for Isabel Celis, the six-year-old girl missing for more than a week. Tucson police have followed hundreds of leads so far. They won't get gold medals, but some residents in London will get troops armed with missiles during this summer's Olympics. British security have identified potential sites in buildings around London's Olympic Park. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. American Bullion. 800-456-7475.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Lone Star Realty, American Lube Center, and Atami Steak and Sushi. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses who sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Most anybody can tinker with an air conditioner on the weekends, but why take the chance? Call the fully insured, fully licensed, exceptional technicians at Superior Service Company. Act now and get the 36-point tune-up, the Super Superior Service Check, available for a limited time, only $85. It will make your unit perform better and use less electricity. Superior Service Company, since 1999, offering superior service and superior quality in cooling and heating your home and place of business. Don't lose your cool. Call Superior Service, 218-0416.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, the term one size fits all does not apply to insurance. For example, the insurance premium for two people the same age with identical driving records driving the exact same automobile could vary as much as 30% from one company to another. Today, the insurance companies use a wide array of factors to calculate premium, such as occupation, credit score, prior insurance history, and vehicle usage. The question is, how do you know which company offers the best rate for you? That is why you should consider an agency that represents many insurance companies. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we represent over 30 insurance companies. We can help you find the very best fit for your insurance needs at a very competitive premium, and we will offer you exceptional service. Give us an opportunity to offer a quote the next time you need insurance. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie, or call 694-1555. We think you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance.
Howdy, I'm Ronnie White, and I've been a custom home builder in the Brazos Valley for 24 years. In all my years of building homes and contracting, I have used many different roofers in the past. I chose to go with Schulte Roofing for lots of reasons. One, Schulte provides me with many different kinds of roof choices to offer my customers. They are sort of a one-stop shop for roofs and roofing materials. Second, I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on the job when they say they will, to finish on time, which helps me with my schedule. When Schulte gives you a price, they stick to it. I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on budget and to provide great follow-up service. Any problems we have had, Schulte responded fast and fixed it quickly, even when they were not responsible. Schulte Roofing lives up to my expectations and then some. They provide me and my customers with the best product, best value, and best service. I highly recommend Schulte Roofing to all my customers and friends for any and all roofing needs. Give David at Schulte Roofing a call at 1-800-367-7663 or visit his website at schulteroofing.com.
Scott.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book. From faucets, sinks, and toilets, to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
WTAW News Time, 807, 74 degrees right now at the studios. Mid-80s for a high today with a slight chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. This look at the news is brought to you by Merrymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax, it's done. A Bryan motorcyclist is dead following a wreck early Sunday morning on the Earl Rudder Freeway. Police say 31-year-old Michael Daniel was traveling at a high rate of speed when he struck the rear of a semi-trailer near the Briarcrest exit. Daniel was wearing a helmet there, but the driver of the semi was not hurt. The northbound lanes of the freeway were closed for about 5 hours during the police investigation. Bryan's interim city manager is out of the hospital and expected to be back at work today. Keene Register was injured in a motocross crash last weekend. A city news release states he will return to work today on a limited basis. Register sustained 3 fractured vertebrae in his lower back, but that injury is not expected to pose danger to his spinal cord. Book a flight on United in or out of Easterwood Airport starting in mid-August, and you'll notice some changes. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
United's website shows ExpressJet serving Easterwood instead of Colgan Air, and instead of turboprops, you'll be in a jet. Airport manager John Happ says he's still awaiting confirmation from United.
Because United and Continental, which is now United, is trying to fill in for where the airline that went bankrupt, which was Colgan, or actually is owned by Pinnacle, and they're trying to fill in and keep our service here, which is the very positive thing. Right now, that schedule might not be as pure, even though they have to publish a schedule, and it would be great if they put jets on, and we're hoping that they do.
Cap says the important thing is to continue booking flights in and out of the local airport as a way of showing United and American the local interest, which could lead to expanded service. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
After a 5-year absence, outdoor consumption of alcohol is returning to the Northgate District. That's part of ordinance changes approved by College Station City Council. Northgate Executive Director Chris Scotty says businesses along University Drive, College Main, and the Promenade will be allowed to have outdoor space to serve food and alcohol.
The idea is that the ordinance will be ready to go when the sidewalk construction is complete. And the goal for that is end of the summer, definitely before football season starts. We're expecting some record crowds this fall, as is the rest of the community, and we're excited to have this ready to go.
When completed, Northgate will have an expanded sidewalk along University Drive, and College Main will be closed to vehicle traffic between University and Patricia Street. News that the state of Texas and Amazon.com have reached a truce on sales tax collections is good news, according to one elected official. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says the settlement over $269 million in uncollected sales taxes should mean good things for Texas.
Amazon is going to spend $200 million in the state of Texas, and the comptroller is going to basically forget the lawsuit, and Amazon is also going to create 250,000 jobs in Texas over the next 4 years. So that's a positive, and they will start collecting those sales tax beginning the 1st of July.
It's actually 2,500 jobs Amazon has agreed to create. Rainey, who also owns Texas Aggieland Bookstore, has long advocated sales tax collections for online purchases, saying it levels the playing field between online retailers and traditional or so-called brick-and-mortar stores. The feud between Texas and Amazon.com centered on an Amazon warehouse in Irving. The state said qualified for taxation. Amazon refused to collect taxes, leading the state to file the tax lien. And the junior senator from Texas is defending his vote against domestic violence legislation.
Senator John Cornyn was one of 31 votes against the Violence Against Women Act, which increases penalties for domestic abuse and raises funding for programs that combat sexual assaults and domestic violence. Cornyn had proposed an amendment to the bill that would have increased funding for testing a huge backlog of untested rape kits.
One estimate is that there's as many as 400,000 untested rape kits currently sitting in labs and in police station shelves across the nation.
The amendment failed and Cornyn voted against the bill. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison voted for it. The bill easily passed. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8:12. It's 74 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. This look at news is brought to you by Mary Maids. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax, it's done.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
Speaking with Ron Smith, owner of Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is Karistan Month.
You offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. Those rugs are built to last.
Hurry into Aggieland Carpet One for Karistan Month. Area rugs up to 50% off. Sale ends soon.
We're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today. Beautiful.
Aggies, stop paying rent. Whether you're still in school or you graduated years ago and just come back for the games, you deserve to own your own home in Aggieland. The experienced real estate professionals at Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living can help you find that perfect place. At Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living, we talk to you about your lifestyle and help you find the perfect fit for how you live. Visit us online or on Facebook at bhgpreferredliving.com or drop by and see us in the Big White House on Barron Road.
Let's do some weather, shall we? Brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Satellite photos this morning showing a good portion of the state under cloudiness, and we're one of those areas, though some breaks of sun are possible. Clouds are thicker up across the northern part of the state than they are in our vicinity. So some breaks of sun possible today. Watch for an isolated shower or thunderstorm, breezy 85. Clouds may be a shower or thunderstorm tonight, breezy 70. Sun and clouds tomorrow, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, breezy 85. More of the same Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The State House in Vermont has passed a resolution thanking one of its members for the peanut M&Ms.
Excuse me?
It'd be Representative Ken Atkins from Winooski. He's a Democrat.
I love Winooski.
Yeah. He's carried on a tradition since 1999 in which every time there's a pause in legislative action for a House roll call, he dumps a bunch of M&Ms into a glass jar that's on his desk and invites the other House members to come around and snack a little bit, chat, all that. Says he tried putting plain M&M instead of the peanut ones, but it didn't work.
Nah, not as good.
Nobody take the plain ones, so he took the peanut ones.
You know, and I'm a big fan of the peanut M&Ms. But the problem is that occasionally you get some skunky peanuts in those things.
Does that surprise you? I mean, the whole idea is you're supposed to, you know, chomp down on the chocolate, just do it in one fell swoop. You know, it's not like you're licking off the coating or anything, are you? I mean,
you're not supposed to.
I don't tell my secrets on the radio.
You're supposed to crunch it all right there.
I do, but sometimes if you get a skunky peanut, I mean, it dominates the whole bite. I mean, it's just like, ooh.
So. What school's got named Skunky Peanut? It's his little nickname. Hey, while we're talking about news of the Northeast, police say a former Miss New Hampshire, USA, faces simple assault charges stemming from a confrontation with her boyfriend. Police say on Sunday, 26-year-old Nicole Hody was arrested Authorities said the Manchester beauty queen punched, kicked, scratched her 33-year-old boyfriend.
How old is she?
She's 26. He's 33. Okay. Police said the two were arguing when the boyfriend took away her phone. That's when the physical confrontation
that's
started.
When it happened, huh?
Yep, that's exactly right. Nicole is a 2010 Miss New Hampshire. But, you know, how you treat your lady in your life is important. It's never a good idea to dump your dentist girlfriend for another woman and then visit her for your little oral surgery.
Oh, no.
You don't want to do that. Yeah. Anna Makoviak is facing jail after her ex-boyfriend, that would be Marek Ozalewski. These are great names, but after all, he showed up at her office with a toothache, okay?
Where was this?
This is in, I think, it doesn't say. Maybe around here. Not around here, but, you know, in America. Anyway.
Not really.
People
distrusting Brazos Valley dentists now.
He goes in for a toothache. She puts him under a heavy dose of anesthetic and yanked all his teeth.
No.
Yes, she did. Oh, yes. But she wasn't done. Oh. Then she wrapped his head up and his jaw in a bandage to stop him from opening his mouth when he woke up. Told him that there'd be complications and he'd need to see a specialist. He later said,
I'll see you in court.
That's what it would sound like if Kyle Field of Chase forgot his teeth. Anyway. But his mouth, he said, I knew something was wrong because when I woke up, I couldn't feel any teeth, and my jaw was strapped up with bandages. But his mouth was numb, so he couldn't be sure, and he said, I didn't have any reason to doubt her. I mean, I thought she was a professional. Yeah, well, claims that she tried to detach herself from her emotions, but when I saw him lying there, I said, what the heck, let's go for it.
It was the dentist in Poland.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
Olewski's new girlfriend dumped him. Said, I can't be seen with a man who has no teeth.
At what point did he go, you know, I'll let you put me under?
I don't know.
I'm going to get in the actual chair.
I found the story on New York Daily News' website. She said, she got a quote. They've got a quote from her. I tried to be professional and detach myself from my emotions. But when I saw him lying there, I just thought, what a bad,
yeah,
that word.
Bad, yeah.
What a bad guy.
Yeah, and so she...
So that's when she... I mean, you talk about premeditation.
What kind of rating would that get you with the BBB?
Oh, there you go.
Listen to the segue.
Mr. Segway today.
Man.
But, you know, if she decides she's...
I can't work with this much professional.
Yeah, I know. All right, anyway, Bill McGuire here, not to talk about that, but to talk about other things. BBB, so what you got for us today?
Well, for one thing, to answer Steve's question, we don't handle anybody in Poland, so
the dentist
would have been safe.
So, in other words, if you go into the BBB website to get the rating and you put Polish dentist, it'll say not found.
It's going to reject it?
Yeah, it'll say not found.
Not going to be there.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, well, today I brought in something to shed some light on radiant barriers.
Oh, okay.
Radiant barriers are often installed in attics to reduce summer heat buildup, which we're getting close to starting to have, maybe.
Unfortunately.
And the Better Business Bureau offers this advice if you want to increase your home's energy efficiency but decrease your chance of being scammed. As you know, contractors will claim that radiant barriers will save you money because your air conditioner or furnace won't have to work as hard. Here's how to decide if this product is a good choice for your home. For one thing, don't buy it if you don't need it. Right, Scott?
Come on. Always true.
Right.
Always true.
So you got to know the facts. Radiant barriers only reflect radiant heat. That seems to make sense. And the amount can be very small during winter months. Barriers are less effective in climates that do not receive a lot of sun. Guess what? We do receive a lot of sun.
We do.
Radiant barriers may be of no use in homes with adequate insulation. So first thing, you want to check to see if you have adequate insulation. You may not need it. Radiant barriers provide more thermal insulation if combined with insulation materials as part of a reflective insulation system. You can find more facts at Energy Star, which is www.energystar.gov, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, www.epa.gov, or the U.S. Department of Energy, www.energy.gov. Watch out for scams. Some scam artists make exaggerated claims about energy efficiency and cost savings, selling consumers on products they may not need. The pitch works this way. You're either invited to a free dinner at an area restaurant where you'll hear all about energy-saving products and or services. The company persuades you to let them inspect your home for free, and they'll make an assessment and tell you, hey, you need this product. You know, it's going to save you whole lots of money. And it may not be the truth. So the company finds your heating cooling system is inadequate, inflates how much energy and money that the product will save you, and the rest is history. So you have to protect your interests, Scott. Don't assume a company's claim about your energy consumption is the truth. Learn more from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Get an unbiased energy audit from your utility company, and then you can make a better informed decision. Read all energy savings claims carefully. Get independent information about product performance prior to purchase. Check with the BBB for a report on the company. Be skeptical. Avoid unsolicited door-to-door sales calls and high-pressure sales tactics. You know, those are the folks that come around different times of the year and try to buy you some sort of seasonal, or try to get you to buy some sort of seasonal product. Use the Federal Trade Commission's cooling off rule. This allows 3 business days to cancel a contract signed in your home or at a location other than the contractor's permanent place of business. And always check with the BBB. You can call us 979-260-2222 or check out companies on the web at www.bbb.org. Check first.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You bet.
Yep. Visit with the folks from the Better Business Bureau on alternate Mondays. The community interview is brought to you by the Mar Eye Center. Have cataract or need other vision correction? Call today at 776-7564.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Economics 101 brought to you by RV Station in Bryan. It's been said that small town RV dealers have lower overhead than those big city boys. Is it true? Yep. Real estate in Bryan costs much less than Houston or Waco. Low overhead means huge savings to you. It's also been said that small town RV dealers don't have the selection the big city guys do. Is that true? Nope. Go to RV Station online and choose from over 250 campers. Montana, Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. Get a new 2013 Jayco 198RD. Are you ready for this? $120 a month or $12,995 if you'd like to pay cash. Get to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Stock number 4214, 144 months at 5.99 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
You know what I don't get? Batteries. Why can't everything run on double A's? My watch battery's dead. It's time to change the battery in my security alarm, and I need a new battery for my jet ski this weekend.
Just go to Interstate All Battery Center.
Interstate? I don't need a car battery.
They're more than just car batteries. It's right in the name. All Battery Center. Every battery for every need.
Every battery, huh? Well, that should save me some time.
Find the exact battery you need at Interstate All Battery Center. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, 775-4293. Interstate All Battery Center. outrageously dependable.
Because you can't choose when your kids get sick, UPA announces new evening and weekend hours. Now, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, UPA offers a walk-in clinic after work from 5 until 7. No appointment is necessary, and your child will receive the very best in pediatric care from one of UPA's Texas Monthly Super Doctors. Weekend hours now begin at 7:30 on Saturday and 1 o'clock on Sunday. For more information, call 696-4440 or follow us on Facebook at upadocs.com. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
Earning and spending more money, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We had a little more money to spend last month, and a new government report suggests we spent it cautiously. Personal incomes increased 0.4% in March. Consumer spending was up 0.3% for the month. A couple of multi-billion-dollar Monday mergers will likely get attention on Wall Street. The pipeline operator Energy Transfer Partners is buying Sunoco in a deal valued at $5.33 billion. The medical device maker Hologic will pay close to $4 billion for the diagnostic test company GenProbe. Homeowners associations are putting some condo owners in a bind with restrictions that prevent them from renting their homes. Owners who need a bigger place or have to move because of a job can be forced to sell at a low price because they're not allowed to become landlords. The restrictions can be a double whammy because some house hunters are reluctant to buy a property they won't be able to rent should the need arise. Stock market futures pointing lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
My daughter swims like she's part fish, but when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There are lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Well, it's Monday, and that means it's the day for Heritage Highlights with Fran Lamb. Hi, I'm Tom Turpinville, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley. And here's another story of Brazos Valley history from Fran Lamb.
This year, the Texas Historical Commission is celebrating 50 years of placing official Texas historical markers in historically significant locations. The first aluminum marker was placed January 14th of 1962 in Tyler at Camp Ford, a Confederate prisoner of war camp. In its 50th year, the marker program remains a popular means of highlighting local and state history and encouraging heritage tourism. In 1936, the Texas Centennial Commission placed more than 1,100 markers and monuments around the state to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Texas Revolution and the establishment of the Republic of Texas. On March 30th of 1885, the city of Bryan purchased 7 lots in this vicinity of the present African American Museum located on Pruitt Street as a site for a public school to provide separate but equal and impartial instruction for black children of the community. The Bryan Public School for Colored was the first educational institution established for blacks in Brazos County. Take a moment to read the marker located in front of the African American Museum today, or better yet, visit the museum exhibits. In College Station, the A&M Consolidated Negro School opened in 1941. An athletic field was added in 1946, and the name of the school changed to Lincoln School. Today, a historical marker erected in 1996 adorns the Lincoln Center on Eleanor Street, commemorating the location of the Lincoln School and its important role in black education in College Station. Other Brazos County markers worth investigating include the site of the Alexander Cemetery in North Bryan, Welborn Cemetery off Welborn Road in College Station, and Steel Store, located on FM 60, the site of Steel Store, commemorating the accomplishments of the Italian immigrants who came to Brazos County in search of a new life. In addition, a marker for Camp Milliken is located across from the Milliken Post Office on Highway 159 in South Brazos County. As the spring season approaches, the Brazos County Historical Commission urges each of us to get out, explore, and identify markers in your neighborhood. Learn more about places that matter in the incredibly historic areas all around us. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. Special thanks to Debbie Head for specific historical facts. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previous episodes, visit our website at heritagehighlights.org.
Thank you again, Fran Lamb. Each and every Monday on Bravo Brazos Valley, it's Heritage Highlights, History of the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 8:32, 75 degrees right now at the studio. Mid-80s for a high today with a slight chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final news update for the morning, brought to you by The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state-of-the-art. Call 694-4157. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Flying United Airlines in and out of Easterwood Airport could become more comfortable. WTAW's Bill Oliver tells us why.
United's online reservation system shows jet service instead of turboprops to and from Houston starting in mid-August. Airport manager John Happ says it's not a done deal, at least not yet.
The phase out for Kogan will be all the way through the month of June, I understand. So basically they're scrambling right now to find a replacement for Kogan, but at the same time they have to print a schedule far enough out for people to make reservations. And I think that we'll hear something here pretty soon, and maybe they've already made that decision, they just haven't informed us.
United's been looking for a regional carrier to replace Colgan Air, whose parent company has filed for bankruptcy. United's website says the local jet service will be provided by ExpressJet. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A week after receiving multiple injuries in a motocross crash, Bryan's interim city manager plans to return to work today. A city news release says Keene Register will be back on the job on a limited basis and expects to make a full recovery. An early Sunday morning crash on the Earl Rudder Freeway claimed the life of a motorcyclist. Bryan police say the cycle struck the rear of a semi-trailer at a high rate of speed. An accident happened in the northbound lanes near the Briarcrest exit. 31-year-old Michael Daniel of Bryan died at the scene. Outdoor dining and drinking is coming back to the Northgate District. The College Station City Council approved ordinance changes negotiated with business owners. Northgate Executive Director Chris Scotty says building owners can apply to use expanded sidewalks being built along University Drive and College Main from Patricia Street to University.
The idea was that, hey, we're losing some traffic and some parking, but here's a way to mitigate that by allowing businesses a little bit of flexibility to operate out into some of these newly expanded sidewalk areas.
Scotty says sidewalk construction is scheduled for completion before the first A&M home football game on September 8th. The state's ag commissioner and the Texas Cattle Raisers Association are applauding the end of proposed youth labor regulations.
The Department of Labor is giving up on a plan that would have restricted kids under 16 from performing most jobs associated with agriculture production. Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association President Joe Parker says this would have also crippled extracurricular activities that encourage kids to pursue careers in agriculture.
Especially in Future Farmers of America projects or 4-H projects that are so important to the development of young men and women.
Texas Ag Commissioner Todd Staples sent a letter to the government opposing the regulation late last year. Matt Thomas, TSN News.
And an almost $270 million Texas sales tax lien on Amazon.com is history, and one local elected official says that means good things for the state. State Representative John Rainey is also the owner of Texas Aggieland Bookstore. It's in that capacity he's long advocated in favor of taxing internet purchases. That's closer to happening in Texas after the state and Amazon.com reached an agreement on the tax lien. And if Texas begins taxing those online purchases, Rainey says the money will go a long way.
We're talking about $800 million in sales tax revenue that will probably be generated at least. It's going to be a growing amount of money. So from a state government standpoint, it'll help the shortfall. And it's not a tax increase, as a lot of people would like to say, because the tax was already due as a use tax.
Texas filed the lien on Amazon.com because of an Irving warehouse it said qualified for taxation. Amazon disagreed and refused to collect the taxes. But under the agreement, Texas will forgive the tax debt. Amazon, for its part, agrees to invest $200 million in the state and create 2,500 Texas jobs over the next 4 years. At least three bills are currently in Congress focusing on clearer federal policies regarding internet sales tax collections. WTAW News Time is 8:36, 75 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by The Face Place. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What do you want people to notice when they look you in the face? Want those frown lines to disappear from your forehead? Want that nose of yours reshaped ever so slightly? Are those brows lifted? If you want a fresh approach to your aging face, come see Dr. Robert Schmidt at The Face Place, a medical spa. Dr. Schmidt is a facial plastic surgeon who specializes in facial and eyelid surgery, nose and facial reconstruction, even earlobe surgery. Let Dr. Schmidt and The Face Place help you put your best face forward. Visit FacePlaceMedSpa.com or call 255-GLOW. The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state-of-the-art.
At Batteries Plus, we know that yard work is all about cutting and trimming. So to help you keep your grass short, we make sure our huge selection of lawn and garden batteries continues to grow. We carry batteries for nearly every riding lawnmower, cordless trimmer, weed whacker, leaf blower, and more. We have batteries for all the major brands, John Deere, Kawasaki, Lawn Boy, Toro, and the rest. Not sure if you need a new battery yet? You can always visit your local Batteries Plus to have your lawn and garden batteries tested for free before you replace them. No appointment necessary. We'll even recycle your old battery so you can make the world a greener place while you do the same for your yard. So before you start your gardening and lawn care, stop into Batteries Plus and make sure you have the power you need to cut, trim, garden, and weed. Batteries Plus. Find the battery you need to replace at the Replace It Place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman now through May 31st and receive $5 off select lawn and garden batteries after rebate. Batteries Plus. Any battery, any bulb, for anything.
I'm David Hilburn, Aggie Class of 97, and I'm asking for your vote for district attorney. The DA's office prosecutes the most dangerous criminals on our streets. All of us want to put bad guys away, so what do you look for in a candidate? Experience. I've served 5 years as a prosecutor in Harris County, 4 years as a prosecutor here in Brazos County, and now 2.5 years as a defense attorney. With this experience, I can incorporate ideas from outside the office to improve what's been built.
Tough, fair, experienced. Vote David Hilburn for district attorney. Political ad paid for by David Hilburn for Brazos County DA.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
838 News Talk 1620. WTAW. It's time to check the weather. Brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call to 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Mixture of clouds and sun, breezy and warm today with temperatures around 85 degrees. We could see an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Clouds tonight, there's the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, remaining breezy and warm. Lows overnight near 70. Occasional sun tomorrow, breezy 85. There could be a shower or storm. Partly cloudy, breezy into tomorrow night near 70. Sun and clouds on Wednesday. Highs will be up around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's Steve Miller in the control room while Chase was doing the news.
Oh, no wonder you were giggling when you came back.
Exactly. Well, the reason is he didn't realize. I have two computers in the control room that I can get to, and they're off the shelf and tilted forward about 30 degrees, and I don't think anything of it. And Steve had not seen that before, and they're down on the floor underneath the counter. He goes, why are the computers like that? And I said, they're like wine bottles. We tilt them so they'll perform better.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Dusty just said it's also to enhance the space allocation, so all the data will come to the front.
Yeah, that, exactly. Shake that memory. Shake that memory on down in there.
That's the oddest thing I've seen here.
Yeah, gets to,
well, there's not, a lot of odd things
say,
here.
Yeah, that's right. You're not around a lot. You've got to be here more often. You'd probably find odder things. But
I'm bringing my hat and gloves next time.
Is it chilly over there?
Whew.
Yeah, well, that'll happen.
I get a separate weather report for this room.
Yeah.
It happens.
So, what is the most obnoxious habit of your coworkers? And you know, Steve, to protect you, we're not going to do yep, yep, nope on these.
Probably good.
Yeah. But here we go. These are the most obnoxious habits of coworkers. Down at about 3% would be stealing lunch.
Really?
Really? People steal your lunch?
Who does that?
I'm not sure.
You think you open the refrigerator? Oh, it looks like a lovely sandwich. I think I might eat that sandwich.
Going right along with that, eating smelly lunches. Another one that people don't like.
Oh, yeah. Somebody pops in the fish in the microwave or something.
Yeah, always good. Telling dirty jokes. Okay. Leaving long voicemails. Okay, all of those in at about somewhere between 3% and 4%.
I'm just to the point now. If I see voicemails, just like,
do I have to?
Because you're right.
I save them up for a couple of days.
Yeah. Oh, do you? And then just
then do one.
Yeah.
Fail, swift just swoop fun. There. Yeah.
5% don't like coworkers who arrive late to work.
What does it matter to you? Unless you're the boss.
6.5% copying me on emails I don't need.
Amen.
Oh yeah.
Or care about the reply all function is the bane of just the corporate existence.
Now we're getting up to the ones that matter. Up at 9%, messy workspaces, and jamming the copier or printer and just leaving it there. Yeah. Sure, why not? At 12%, constantly interrupting. Coming in and leaning on your burlap. Number two annoyance.
Yeah.
Number two annoyance would be talking too loudly at 13%. But number one.
Paging Louie.
Yeah, really. Number one.
You'd know if he was here, you wouldn't need to.
Well, they moved his office, thank God.
Yeah.
To where? Another floor?
No, it's up front.
No, it's right across from mine.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
Boy, you don't have any pool here anymore.
Nope. I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in storage B before too much longer.
You just go ahead and
told me to talk to payroll, and then payroll told me to talk to Mr. Lumberg, and I still haven't received my paycheck, and he took my stapler.
It's just a matter of time.
And he never brought it back, and then they moved my desk to storage room B.
Yeah. And then
it's just a matter of time.
Then what'll happen? What'll happen then if you do that? You
know? If it continues to go downhill,
we just go.
Wait. Oh, where is it? I can't find it.
Oh, you can. Okay.
It's on there somewhere. Okay, I'll find it here in a second.
Number one, most obnoxious habit of your coworker.
Oh, here. I'll set the building on fire.
That's what'll happen.
You said you do it, So the most obnoxious habit of your coworkers in at 32%, brown nosing.
32%.
Just saying. You know what that means? That means they thought of how to compliment the boss before you did. That's all that means. It's not like you resent the fact they do it. It's just they did a better job than you did. All right, it's time for Jethro Trivia, our oddly informative little quiz about pop culture. It's a multiple choice.
That's always good.
No wagering. Today's topic is Summer Olympics. With a huge presidential race underway, it's easy to forget other things will be happening in the world this year, like the London Olympics. For added security, the UK's Ministry of Defense planning to put what on hundreds of rooftops? A, snipers, B, missiles, C, Spanish tile, or D, neighborhood keggers and barbecue. Once again, as part of the London Olympics, the UK Ministry of Defense planning to put what on several hundred rooftops? Is it A, snipers, B, missiles, C, Spanish tile, or D, neighborhood keggers and barbecues? Steve, you go first. Your company.
To be B, Scott.
B, missiles. Okay. And Chase?
Yeah, I was initially going to go with snipers, but I'm going to go with B as well because that would be those are remote controlled.
They are considering placement of surface to air missiles on rooftops of some 700 apartments. The London residents received leaflets over the weekend informing them that the government is kicking this idea around. The missiles likely to be installed travel at more than 3 times the speed of sound, have a range of over 3 miles, and use a cluster of 3 dart-like projectiles to allow multiple target hits.
You see these guys carrying them up the stairwells there in the lofts.
Well, that's it. Really. Well, a final decision hasn't been made yet, but you say that, but one resident of the complex claims that he saw soldiers carrying a crate. They had a crate.
Not a crate.
Yes.
Anything but a crane.
Yes, so. Anyway, I will tell you this. Similar precautions taken in Beijing in 08, in Athens in 04, and in Utah in 02. Just letting you know. So what, then they go back up there afterwards? They got to take them down?
All right, let's get up there and take those off the roof now.
Now, are these the same ones that they used in Beijing? Are they ones in Athens and Utah? Are they just recycling
them? How do we know they still work? Yeah. Do they have the Olympic logo on them?
You know, I bet they have decals of it. I bet they do. Oh, look, here's the 2002.
Salt Lake City,
02. Yeah, there you go.
Think the people who live there are going to slide up there about a week into this, get their pictures made with it, look at me with a missile.
Leaning on it. Yeah, here I am with my surface-to-air missile. Yeah.
Enjoying a beverage,
What happens if I push this button?
Yeah.
I'm Chris, and I found my fight at Aggieland Fitness Dome, an hour of cardio with kicks, punches, and other mixed martial arts movements to get my body where it needs to be. I need group kick, and I need Aggieland Fitness Dome.
At Aggieland Fitness Dome, you inspire change, and we inspire results. Kick the hustle and bustle of every day and smack your frustrations with group kick. Try your first class for free. We're located on Highway 6. Just take the Barron Road exit and we're the big round building. Or give us a call, 690-DOME. That's 690-3663. You can even check us out online at AggielandFitness.com.
Lots of new. Stop in and see it yourself as you see. Amish Furniture for Generations has new items that can't order from show. They are there. Lots of new pieces for you to look at. Tables and chairs. Lots of new dining room, bedroom, and family room pieces. Also something for your office maybe. Big selection there in the store. Or, you know, you can still have things custom built for you the way that you want. That is part of what Amish Furniture for Generations is about, because we are talking bench built, solid wood, handcrafted by Amish craftsmen. They'll do that for you. All of the pieces are handcrafted that way. But come in and have a look. We've talked about how the Amish furniture industry, that model of hand-built solid wood furniture, has expanded into so many new areas now as time has gone on and more people are understanding the value that you get when you buy handcrafted solid wood furniture. And, of course, it's all made here in the USA. Bench built. No veneer, no particle board used on any of the pieces. So stop in and see what Kent brought back from the show. It's at Amish Furniture for Generations on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center. Amish Furniture for Generations. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
Texas A&M fans, this weekend get ready for some baseball and softball action. Aggie Baseball plays host to Texas Tech for 3 games, with the games at 6:35 Friday, 2:05 on Saturday, and 1:05 on Sunday. Fans are invited to wear pink to Friday's baseball game to help strike out breast cancer. Aggie softball team will be hosting Kansas for the weekend for a 3-game series beginning at 7 p.m. Friday, 3 p.m. on Saturday, and finally at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Hope to see all of you out this weekend. Aggie baseball and softball.
12 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. No winner in Friday night's drawing for the Mega Millions.
Uh-oh.
That means tomorrow, 102.
102?
Yeah. Again.
Is it time to start buying tickets, Jen?
Well, yeah, when he gets over 100, I mean, you know.
You need to make it worth your while.
I think so. $74 million cash value after it's all said and done. And, you know, again.
When you get, what, half of that?
Yeah, right. Well, the taxes. Yeah, you get about 42.
Did you make ends meet?
I don't know.
Only $42 million. Yeah. Not even worth it.
A British study found that, like U.S. Americans, we'll do anything to get out of a parking ticket, even though we don't really think parking violations count as breaking the law. 1 in 12 drivers have talked themselves out of a parking ticket, even though a full 15% regularly park illegally because it's easier to pay the fine than to park elsewhere. Well, we were just talking about that earlier, right? In the garage, right? Mm-hmm. With the cars that were lost. Here are the top 5 excuses given to avoid a parking fine. Number 5, my ticket went missing. They're British. See, that's why they go, went missing. Number 4, I had a personal emergency.
What do we say here?
I lost my ticket.
Yeah. My ticket gone missing.
Yeah.
Can't find it.
Yeah. Number 3, I was looking for a place to buy a ticket. I tried that when I was in Europe.
What do you mean? You like go to the machine or something?
Yeah, you got to go to a machine usually, you know, and I didn't see a machine, so I just pulled in right there. $139 later, I found out I was wrong.
Whew.
Yeah, no kidding. Number two, I was gone just briefly. Yeah, okay. A double parked, in other words. And number one, the regulations were not clear. Oh, that's right. It's their fault that you broke the law. It's their fault. So you boys have iPhones, I know. A lot of people do.
Nope.
You don't have one. No, you have a BlackBerry, don't you? I saw that. He's got a CrackBerry. Can you imagine that?
Does it have a key to start it?
I didn't see the little diesel smokestack.
No, use a generator.
Has it on the back porch. He plugs it in overnight.
It's a little backpack.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
It's really good. And it's convenient because it only weighs 8.5 pounds.
Yeah. Comes in a bag.
Yeah.
It's mounted on the floor of his car.
Perfect. Anyway. If you happen to have an iPhone, this is a pretty cool app.
I'll be the judge of this, okay. But go on.
iTunes App Store, go there and download National Parks by National Geographic.
Oh.
An interactive guide to the United States parks in a handy free app.
I spelled it National Parks.
That won't work.
That might be a better app, too.
Yeah, to whether you're out on the trails or just interested in seeing photos. Yeah. National
Parks. Is this like pictures?
Well, yes. It has maps, coordinates, points of interest, and more to help you get around the parks when you visit. If you do happen to visit the parks, the National Geographic has you covered with lots of cool little tidbits within the app. Or you can just kind of sit on your couch and be a couch park potato or park couch potato.
Well, but see, it only has 26. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, 26 ratings. Yeah.
Okay.
4 stars.
Okay. There you go. So, anyway, just something different. Just, if you think you want to do that. Danica McKellar, remember her?
Oh, that's Winnie Cooper.
That's right, exactly right. Yeah, she will appear in a promotional material for Casio's Prism Calculator. Of course, on the Wonder Years, but more recently known as an author encouraging girls to not be afraid of math. Received her degree in math from UCLA, be featured in a photo and video shoot for the device, and will provide content through social media platforms such as Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, she was in Maxim too a few years ago. So yeah.
Oh, well, was she
really?
Yeah, really?
Well, yeah, she's kind of a hot nerd, if you know what I'm saying. So,
a hot nerd.
You bet. You
holding nothing but a calculator.
There you go. Officials in with Sweden's health department have sent out a letter demanding men visit a gynecologist for an exam.
Excuse me.
Yeah. The local
men.
Yeah, that's right.
Wouldn't the doctor say?
Local says
I need
to
make an appointment.
The Stockholm Health Authority made a mistake. Yeah, no kidding. The letters were only supposed to be sent to women. Oh, thank you. This gets more illuminating with every sentence. Now they're mailing out over 2,000 apology letters. Oh, we're so sorry. Every year. Well, then again, is that the tipping point that sends somebody over the edge into some sort of a psychotic reaction, you know? Go see a gynecologist. Every year the authority calls women over between the ages of 23 and 60 to their local clinic for a smear test. This time they happen to send them to men for some reason. See how that works out. If you've always dreamed of being a superhero, now here's your chance.
Ooh.
A company in England offering customers the chance to buy action figures that look exactly like them.
Shut the front door.
There you go.
That would be awesome.
It's like a new level of bobbleheads.
Yeah. Firebox.com takes 2 photos of a human face, a front view and a side view. Then they use computers, and they render a 3D plastic head.
No way! They use computers?
Computers can do that?
Exactly.
That's cool.
Sadly, I just closed out my sound catalog,
okay.
So I can't fire that off.
But that head can then be placed on any superhero body you want.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Even Aquaman?
Yeah.
But now, wait a second.
I don't know Aquaman.
Really?
So you're the one who's got the... Are we going to be seeing you on Pawn Stars?
I brought in my Aquaman connection. I'm Aqua Steve.
It's still in the box.
What if you put your head on Batman? Don't you need a mask then?
Well, that would be counterproductive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But what if you always want to be Batman?
Isn't that utility belt kind of heavy?
Yeah, and well, who's the one that Downey plays?
Iron Man.
Yeah.
Why?
And what kind of licensing do these people have?
I don't know. Oh, now see.
Get it before they get you on that deal.
Yeah, now you're taking the fun out of it. Anyway, 7-inch figure, $130. You want to do that?
Apparently, that's how much the licensing costs.
Yes.
Sounds like they're in the clear now.
Yeah.
Some folks root for the home team. Some folks root for a winner. Isn't it great when the home team is a winner? Like the Aggies and Prosperity Bank. Prosperity is Texas-based and Texas strong. Prosperity bankers are real bankers that appreciate good business values and a winning spirit. They work hard to help businesses like mine grow. The Aggies and Prosperity Bank, a winning combination for Texans. Prosperity Bank, real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankTX.com. Member FDIC.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
We're here asking people what they love about Subway restaurants.
Just one? That's tough.
There are so many things.
I love the sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
It's all the great low-fat sandwiches.
Can't beat seven meals under 450 calories. The toughest decision is which one I'm having today.
Was that really Jared?
I'm inspired by Jared all these years, and he still keeps the weight off.
I love the way I feel about eating at Subway restaurants.
Ham! I love the Black Forest ham.
It's about making great choices.
Subway restaurants is a choice I can feel good about.
I love how easy Subway restaurants makes it to eat better.
450 calorie or less meals really helps me stay on track with my goals.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or wheat bread prepared according to standard recipe without cheese or condiments that contain fat. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information for a limited time at participating locations only. No substitutions, excludes premium subs. Subway, eat fresh.
Coming up on 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right. So I'm looking here on the personalized superhero action figures.
Right.
You mean to take that side shot of you?
And well, yeah, after the show. You can choose from, you know, Wonder Woman, Superman, the Joker, Batman, or Batgirl. Right now they're out of Batman and Wonder Woman. But here's what's funny.
They're out of.
I guess, how does that work? They ran out.
Yeah.
What they do is you send the picture and then they send you the original action figure.
Yeah.
And you have to snap off Superman's head and then snap the new head back on.
Well, they don't have people in China to do that for them.
I'm just thinking, terrifying would that be for your child? You know, they see you ripping off Batman's head and then sticking your own on there.
But again,
is there a penguin?
No. Penguin would be awesome. See, that's the other thing. See, if you go too far in that way, what would happen is people would do it for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I sent you your penguin. Yeah, there you go.
Would you turn just a little bit to the left?
Right there.
Thank you.
All right. Now, you know,
and what was the cost on that again?
$130.
$130.
That's in England. That's free UK delivery. It's going to cost you like $20 to get it over here beyond that.
Hmm.
All right. Once again, they have all the fun on Discovery Channel. They have all the fun. Now they're going to get to crash, or they did. They crashed a 727 in the middle of the Mexican desert. They've got
Sweet.
A new series called Curiosity. According to the network, the passenger jet was deliberately crashed into an uninhabited Mexican desert. Well, that's good. Uninhabited as far as they know.
It's uninhabited now.
No damages or injuries occurred. No passengers on the plane. Instead, it was packed with science experiment gear like crash test dummies, cameras to record the crash inside the plane, on the ground, and from other planes from the ejecting pilot's helmet. So we got pictures of everything right there.
Now, that would be interesting video to watch.
Well, and they're going to do it. Believe me, you'll get a chance to see it. They'll have a documentary later on this year, full-length documentary on what it's all about. So there.
Cool.
Yeah, on this date in history. Actually, a lot of stuff happened. On the balcony of the Federal Hall on Wall Street in New York City in 1789, George Washington took the oath of office to become the first elected president of the United States. There had been other presidents. 1927, first two sets of footprints and handprints left in Grauman's Chinese Theater, Douglas Fairbanks and Mary Pickford. 1939, FDR became the first president of U.S. America to appear on television during the World's Fair opening ceremonies. 1947, in Nevada.